Senior Kelsey Meredith with tonight's national anthem. Public address announcer Bill Allison will take over the starting lineups and pregame announcements, and Kelsey's father, Tom, will be along momentarily with tonight's action.
Awesome job, Kelsey. And now, here are your starting lineups in alternating fashion. Galesburg will be the visitor on the scoreboard. Richwood's the home team. First for Galesburg, a 5'4 junior, number 3, Allison Mangieri. For Richwoods, a 5'6 junior, number 11, Brenna Detra. For Galesburg, a 5'6 senior, number 12, Paige Klink. For Richwoods, a 5'6 senior, number 14, Audrey Lawson. For Galesburg, a 5'3 junior, number 30, Jessica Lieber. For Richwoods, a 5'10 junior, number 21, Gabby Cunningham. For Galesburg, a 5'7 senior, number 34, Myra Diggins. For Richwoods, a 6'1 senior, number 24, Brianna Baker. For Galesburg, a 5'8 senior, number 42, Sadie Hamilton. And for the Knights, a 5'7 junior, number 33, Maddie Pierce. Galesburg, coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Gollinghorst, Andy Allison, Michael Rux, and Jay Barsinger. The Knights, coached by Todd Hersey, assisted by Ralph Gallo, Kenneth Baker, and Yolanda Marks.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at Galesburg High School, John Field Gym, for the section opener for the Streaks and the Knights. Galesburg in their road black, trimmed in silver and white. Richwood's in their home white, trimmed in green and yellow. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks, Sadie Hamilton at 5'8". And for the Richwoods Knights, it will be Brianna Baker, 6'1", and a senior.
Oh, we were scheduled for the 8:10 tip. We're going to get going a little bit early on this Monday evening, President's Day. Number 4 Richwoods against number 7 Galesburg. It should be a good one. Again, big news, Maggie Cunningham not playing for the Knights.
And the tip won by the Streaks. It got tipped around, and Sadie Hamilton ended up coming up with it. This is Paige Klink on the right wing. Sadie Hamilton between the circles, out high left side. It goes to Allison Mangieri. Now it's Jessica Lieber. Long three out high right side is good. Way out near the three-point or the volleyball spike line, and now a turnover by Richwoods, as on the inbound it was Gabby Cunningham overthrowing Maddie Pierce. And in fact, the ball went all the way out of bounds with nobody touching it, so the Streaks will have it under their own basket, leading 3-0.
Well, as if the Streak faithful needed something special to get them going here at the early going. Jessica doing what she does best, dropping the long tray.
But now the Streaks turn it over on the inbound pass, grabbing that to pass, jumping in the passing lane was Brenna Detra. She brings it across left side, now drives down the middle, scoops up a shot, partially blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Rebound fought for, finally comes down to Pierce for Richwoods. Pierce stops, gives in the paint to Detra. 10-footer is up and good for Brenna Detra. And I'm going to have to make sure I'm reading the right size of the scoreboard. The Streaks are on the visitor side tonight. They lead 3-2. Now a near turnover by the Streaks. The ball went into the backcourt. Sadie Hamilton runs it down. Now it's Allison Mangieri to Sadie Hamilton in the center circle. Kind of a spread 1-2-2 zone being played by Richwoods. And Streaks making some dangerous passes here over the top of it right now.
Well, it almost looks like they're in a 2-3, but they're letting the wings at the bottom come up very high. So what the Streaks need to do is they need to get somebody to work the baseline. They need a baseline runner, because what they'll do is sink the zone down.
Now Allison Mangieri fires a three from the left wing. It's no good, but Sadie Hamilton there with a put back. No good. Gets it back again. Can't hit. Rebound comes down the second time to Brianna Baker for the Knights. In the backcourt, this is Detra, and we've got a foul as she tried to get the pass over the top. I think it's going to be against Allison. No, it goes against Myra Diggins. First foul of the basketball game. 6:39 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 3-2. Our first substitution, line change for the Streaks. Checking in, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins, and Jessica Lieber will stay on the floor with that group.
Well, the Streaks are going to have to do a good job boxing Brianna Baker out. She's shown in the early going that she's going to get after the board, and she's definitely got a height advantage over any of the Streaks inside.
And inside, a pass stolen away by Casey Williams. She got around and fronted Baker that time. The pass went in. Casey snatched it away. 6:24 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 3-2. Left baseline, Rainey Sibley fires a three. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebound, Chloe Anderson. Chloe went down to the floor with it, though, and got tied up. She took it down to her waist and got tied up there by Detra. Actually went to her waist and then a little bit lower, and Detra got in there and tied her up, and the possession arrow points for the Knights.
Well, right there, that's an example of what's wide open against this defense. It's the baseline three. The Streaks have got to keep looking there and make those lower level of the 2-3 stay down, because if they let them keep coming up like that, it's going to cause them a lot of problems getting the ball around.
Right baseline, this is Detra with it. Fires a 17-footer, no good. Rebound comes out long to Baker. Kicks it out to Pierce, top of the key. Wide open under the basket to Cunningham. Gets it up off the glass and in. And that's Gabby Cunningham, and the Streaks now trail 4-3. Quickly back the other way, Sharon Diggins got called for a travel. Unfortunate, because she'd gotten fouled by Gabby Cunningham as she tried to drive right baseline, but the travel happened before the contact.
Well, the Streaks, after getting that big three from Jessica Lieber, seem to be a little shaken. They need to start working their offense a little bit better and working to try to find some openings. Like I said, the baseline's been open.
Now Detra beats the Streaks defense back, beat four of them down the left side. She lays it up and in. She's got 4 points. She had 8 against the Streaks in last year's contest. 6-3 Richwoods, 5:40 to play first quarter. Back in, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri, Myra Diggins. Sharon Diggins stays on the floor with that group. Sharon has it swatted away and taken by Cunningham. Now Detra in the backcourt with it. Streaks pick up with some pressure. Detra breaks it, though. Nice pass to the left baseline to Gabby Cunningham running the floor, but she missed the shot. And the rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks, to Paige Klink. Paige on the dribble. Stops top of the key, gives to Sadie Hamilton in the center circle. Back to Paige Klink between the circles. She'll dribble right. Picks up and gives to Sadie Hamilton in the center circle again. Streaks pushed away from the basket out toward midcourt. Now they get it to the left baseline. Allison Mangieri's three-pointer is off the mark. And the rebound comes down. We're going to have a foul. It's going to be the second on Myra Diggins. Didn't think there was much contact there. They say she bumped Audrey Lawson going up after that rebound. Two fouls now on Myra Diggins.
So let's see if this keeps getting called this tight, because that was a pretty tight call right there, as it didn't look like there was any contact, and she went straight up and got that basketball. But what the Streaks need to do is they need to start penetrating the middle of the zone and collapse it down. We haven't seen them go to the middle. We've seen in the past against the 2-3, the Streaks try to work the high post a little bit. Let's see if they go to that here soon.
Gabby Cunningham gets it across to Detra. She'll fire the long three in the left wing. It's short, and the rebound comes out long to Myra Diggins. Outlet to Jessica Lieber, who's back in. Also, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson in with Paige Klink and Myra Diggins. Jessica Lieber on the dribble and tried to get it to Myra Diggins, but Detra steps into the passing lane, drives down the left side, lays it up and in. She's got 6 of Richwood's 8 points, and the Knights lead 8-3, 4:36 to play first quarter.
Jessica's got to see Detra overplaying that passing lane. Richwood's seen enough film. They know what the Streaks want to do with the basketball. You need to start using some shot fakes and back cuts.
Now another tight call. Their reach is going to go against either Detra or Pierce. It does go against Brenna Detra. Her first foul of the basketball game on the Knights. And, you know, the Streaks also, they're picking up their dribble out way too far away from the basket and getting bottled up.
Exactly. And until the Streaks start finding ways to break down the zone, you're right. If they pick it up out there, they're allowing the baseline girls to come up and get to them.
Now a nice baseline drive by Jessica Lieber, and Gabby Cunningham reaches in and fouls her, so her first foul, second team foul on the Knights. Well, if we get to Thursday night, I would like to see the game called this way against that Morton team.
Yeah, no joke.
As the Streaks bring in Allison Mangieri, Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, Sadie Hamilton, and Hannah Smith is in the first time along with Danny Teal tonight. And it comes to Hannah Smith on the left wing. On the dribble, takes it out between the circles. 4:16 to play first quarter. It's 8-3 Richwoods. Another dangerous pass. Detra nearly got the steal, but Sadie Hamilton able to come up with it. Hannah Smith now. And her pass is knocked away and stolen by Detra. Detra gets it to Lawson, driving down the left side, lays it up, no good. Detra with a rebound on the right side, puts it up and got it. She has got 8 of the 10 Richwoods points. Under 4 minutes to play first quarter, and Evan Massey doesn't like what he's seeing and calls a 30-second timeout. And this Richwood faithful here excited for their team tonight. A decent Richwoods crowd. For some reason, they're one of those teams that doesn't always bring a very big crowd, but they have a pretty good crowd here tonight. But Streaks, a huge set of fans here tonight.
Well, the unfortunate thing is they got the fans into it right away from the get-go. We saw the fans up and screaming after the three by Lieber, but they haven't had anything to get excited about since. Streaks need to just penetrate a little bit more. We haven't seen them try to take the ball to the basket yet, and I think that's what's going to be needed if the Streaks are going to beat this. I'd like to see Sadie get it at the top of the key and take it down low and see if she can get that little dump off to Myra. I think that's open.
3:56 to play first quarter, 10-3 Richwoods. It's Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Chloe Anderson, and Paige Klink on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. This is Jessica Lieber out high on the right side near the center circle. Dribbles left, and her pass stolen away by Detra. Detra's got some quick hands and brings it down the right side, lays it up, and missed that one. Pierce down with a rebound, got it, and a foul on somebody. I'm not sure who they're going to say reached in. I think Jessica Lieber and Sadie Hamilton were both there. Let's see what they call.
They call that
Jessica Lieber. Okay. That's her first as Pierce gets her first basket and has a chance at the three-point play.
Well, the Streaks, Richwood's obviously scouted the Streaks offense. They know what they want to do with the basketball, and all we've seen is the Streaks pass it right into hands. They've got to stop that. They've got to start looking for the back cut.
Pierce misses the free throw. Chloe Anderson with a rebound to Jessica Lieber. She's got it, and boy, had a chance right there to go down the middle, but yep. Kicked it out to the left to Sadie Hamilton. I mean, they really had the front of that zone spread out and a chance to go right up the middle of it. Now the backdoor pass to Sadie Hamilton. It got tipped away by Baker, but Chloe Anderson able to run it down on the left baseline. Chloe tries to dribble out of trouble, now gets it out to Jessica Lieber. She'll stop and fire the long three from the left side. Bounces off, no good. Baker down with a rebound. Sadie Hamilton trying to tie her up. Finally, she gets the outlet off to Cunningham. Cunningham, one player to beat, gets it down, lays it up too hard, bothered by Jessica Lieber. Detra there with a rebound, can't hit. Sadie Hamilton down with the second rebound for the Streaks. Nice job by the Streaks getting back defensively in what could have been an easy layup. Now Paige Klink on the right wing. Back to Jessica Lieber on high right side to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Under 3 minutes to play first quarter. It's 12-3 Richwoods. Paige Klink, top of the key. Wide open under the basket. Sadie Hamilton. Sadie just got herself a little bit too far under and shot that one off the bottom of the glass, which you don't ever see Sadie do. And now a travel by Detra on the outlet. So the Streaks get a break there. Sadie, I just don't think she knew exactly where she was on the floor.
Well, and the other thing is Sadie rushed the shot there, Tom. She didn't even jump. She's got to be confident in herself. She can't worry about Baker being inside there. She's got to just drop step in, take it right off the square. Right there, she tried to rush the shot. You're right, hit the bottom of the backboard, and she didn't even jump.
Now Sharon Diggins with a drive down the right side of the lane, comes up short. Baker may have gotten a piece of it. Baker comes down with a rebound as Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins, Allison Mangieri in there with Jessica Lieber. Detra in the backcourt, gets it across in the center circle, now drives down the middle, dishes off to Baker. She lays it up on the right side, gets her first basket, and Evan Massey calls a full timeout. We will take one as well. 2:23 to play first quarter. It is Richwoods out to a fast start. It's Richwoods leading 14-3. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, errands, and deadlines. Trady Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mike Trady. I'll take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call me or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Missing a minute can cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
While the Richwoods Knights off to a fast start, they lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks 14-3 with 2:23 to play here in the first quarter. In fact, the Streaks with the first basket, a three-pointer from Jessica Lieber, but they've been outscored 14-0 since that time.
Well, see, and the biggest thing for the Streaks right now is they haven't taken advantage of the holes in this defense. They keep going to the same spots on the floor. The Streaks have to do a better job finding the baseline and also attacking the middle of this 2-3 zone.
Jessica Lieber with the basketball between the circles, gives to Casey Williams on the left wing. Tried to get to the left baseline, knocked away by Pierce, and Baker comes up with it. Now this is Lawson in the backcourt with it. Back to Cunningham. Cunningham down it goes to Detra on the right side. Underneath to Baker running the floor, left side, lays it up, got it, and she was fouled by Sharon Diggins. Nice passer. Nice job by Detra running the floor, able to, for the big girl at, 6'1", able to gather herself, make the catch and go up strong with a shot.
Well, and right there, Sharon, if she's going to swipe at that ball, she's got to either go hard and try to make sure she can't get that, Baker can't get that shot up, or alternatively, you just got to let her have the basket because she just kind of put herself in a bad situation. Now Baker has a chance to make this a three-point play.
16-3 Knights, 2:02 to play first quarter. Baker with 4 points, trying to make it five and misses. Rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton. That's the only thing Richwoods hasn't done well is they're 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Sadie Hamilton, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Paige Klink, Randy Sibley on the floor now for the Streaks. This is Sharon Diggins right wing to Randy Sibley at the high post. She's not going to be able to do much there. Now the Streaks overthrow. Sharon tried to get to Paige Klink, overthrew her. Detrick picks it up in the backcourt, lays it up and got it.
The Streaks are way too mechanical right now with their offense. Rainey had Paige Klink wide open in the corner, didn't see her because she wanted to go back up top.
10 points for Detra, 18-3 is the Richwoods lead. And now another steal by Detra. Stepped in the passing lane again, down the left side. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton, but Sadie got her with a body, though. And that's going to be the first foul on Sadie. Got the ball cleanly, but came down on top of Detra. So she will go to the free throw line with a chance to make it 12 on the night. She's already got 10.
Sadie, too lackadaisical there. She made the catch and just kind of held the ball out in front of her. Detra took it right away from her.
So Brenda Detra at the free throw line. 5'6", junior guard for the Richwoods Knights. High arcing free throw is no good. Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Allison Mangieri back in for the Streaks. In for the first time tonight for Richwoods, Asia Williams, a 5'8 sophomore, checks in. She played against the Streaks last year. Actually had 8 points in that sectional game.
Yeah, she didn't look too bad in her time in the game.
1:25 to play first quarter. Second high arcing free throw. That one's up and good for Brenda Detra. She's got 11 points. Make it 19-3 Richwoods. Right wing, Paige Klink with it. To Sadie Hamilton out between the circles. Out high left side to Allison Mangieri. Looks over the defense. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Long three from up high. He is off the rim, off the right side. And the rebound comes down to Pierce. And she lost the basketball. She actually, Myra and Sadie were there with the trap. And Pierce actually ran into Myra. Kind of bounced off and lost control of the basketball. So the Streets get it as Pierce lost it out of bounds. Jessica Lieber to inbound, the exact same play, the exact same result, except fortunately for the Streaks, it got knocked out of bounds. Detra was just actually waiting for that same cross-court baseline pass and knocked it away.
Well, Richwoods knows what the Streaks are going to run, and that's you're right, the exact same play. Detra's just sitting on that.
Three-pointer, Alsa Mangieri nearly banked it in from out high on the left side. It went in and out, and Pierce came down with a rebound. Now it's Detra with it. Cross midcourt right side. Detra strictly a right-hander. Now she gets bumped, and that's the third foul on Myra Diggins.
Yeah, and that's going to be tough now. Myra's going to see some bench time, I would imagine. Coach Massey not bringing anybody in just yet.
Yeah, now he's going to
send Chloe
Anderson
in.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Myra just got herself in a bad spot there. They were trying to trap at midcourt, and Detra was kind of a little bit out of control, but that call is going to go against the defense.
Well, especially when the offense has been playing so well.
Yeah. Cunningham with it out near midcourt on the right side. Gives to Pierce on the right wing. High post. It goes to Williams. Fires a 14-footer, and it rolls up and in for Asia Williams, her first basket. And make it 21-3 Richwoods. 48 seconds to play in the first quarter. Sadie Hamilton to Paige Klink on the right wing. Down on the right block. Low block. It goes to Chloe Anderson, travel. And she's going to be called for the travel. She got herself caught up again. She caught the ball high just like she did on the rebound, took it down low and turned and ran right into, I think it was Cunningham, and then kind of lost her footing there.
Well, Chloe's got to learn right there that you, if you can't go that way, you can't force it, because what happens is you get yourself trapped up and then you end up moving your feet.
Now wide open under the basket. Williams on the right side as Richwood beats the street back. She lays it up and in. She's got four, and it's 23-3, a 20-point lead for Richwood. 28 seconds to play first quarter.
They've just been dissecting the streak's defense, too.
Jessica Lieber, an even longer three-pointer, and that one's no good. Rebound comes down to Pierce for Richwood. 17 seconds to play. Detra runs it down the right side. Nice look to the left side to Lawson. Kicks it back out to Williams. Knocked away by Sharon Diggins, but Cunningham comes up with it, tried to get to Detra, lost a handle, but able to run it down on the right baseline to Williams at the free throw line. Cunningham left wing, 17-footer is no good. Rebound tipped out to Pierce. And Richwood's done get another shot off. Pierce should have taken it before the buzzer, but she passed it off. But it has been all Richwood's after one. Richwood's 23, Galesburg 3. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock, with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock, with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
I'm Hannah Malley, Executive Director of CASA of Knox County, and this is how I live United. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates to represent abused and neglected children in court. The children that our volunteers work with may have been victims of physical abuse, sexual abuse. The children may have been left alone for a period of time. They're not attending school. So far this year, CASA has served almost 120 children from all over Knox County. Our volunteers are concerned with finding these children a safe, permanent, and loving home as quickly as possible. We always have a need for volunteers. If you're interested in volunteering, I would love to talk to you more about it. CASA does not receive any state or federal funds. We're completely reliant on grant funding and individual and business donations. It makes your donation to the United Way even more important.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Learn more at unitedway-galesburg.net. Brought to you by the United Way of Knox County.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks turn it over to start the second quarter. Maddie Pierce gets a layup, and it's now a 25-3 Richwood's lead. This is Sadie Hamilton with it out between the circles. Streaks unable to figure out this Richwood's defense still through a little more than a quarter. Now high post to Sadie Hamilton. Tried to get it down on the block to Myra Diggins, and a jump ball called. I thought that Asia Williams got a piece of Myra's arm, but the official says no, and a jump ball is called. Nice pass, though, from Sadie Hamilton to Myra Diggins, but that's what the Streaks are going to need to do, get it in the high post in the first place.
Right. Well, and I would have liked to see them start that about 8 minutes ago.
Full court pressure. This is Pierce in the backcourt. Gives to Cunningham. Back to Pierce. Now this is Williams across midcourt, left of the center circle. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gives to Lawson, left baseline. She traveled with it. Nice. Oh, a jump ball called. I'm not so sure Chloe. She may have touched the ball, but nonetheless, Streaks get it back. But Chloe Anderson went up in front of Lawson, may or may not have gotten a piece of it. Lawson came back down with it. The official called a jump ball, so the Streaks get it either way. But
Want the travel there so you can retain that arrow.
Jessica Lieber gives to Casey Williams, high post. Casey too late with a pass to Chloe Anderson into some traffic, and now the ball goes to the floor and another jump ball called.
You would have retained it.
Yep, and now it's going to go back to Richwood. And that's what happens when you get in the high post. Either the pass has to be made quickly, and I think Casey had to hesitate a little bit too long on that one.
Well, Casey had the jump shot, too. She should have gone with the jump shot right away.
Williams gets to Pierce, running down the left side. Pierce inside. Shot blocked by Casey Williams. They're going to say she got it with the body, though. That's going to be the first foul on Casey Williams. And that is now
the sixth on the team.
Six team fouls on the Streaks.
So seventh.
Oh, no, that's the seventh now. So the streak's over the limit. Richwood will be shooting for the rest of the half. But this will be a two-shot foul for Maddie Pierce.
She went once before to the stripe, and she missed. She had six points and three rebounds against the streaks last year.
That one bounced around and hung on the rim, finally fell through for Maddie Pierce as Gabby Cunningham's going to get a break, and it'll be Brianna Baker coming back in. Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri, Paige Klink back in for the streaks, and they'll be in there with Sharon Diggins. 6:33 to play in the first half. Streaks trail 26-3. Well, we had a game like this early in the season against at the time was the second-ranked team in the state of Illinois in Springfield, and the streaks were down, I believe it was more than 20. I don't have that particular scorebook with me as Pierce misses, but I believe the streaks were down at least 22 and came back and beat the Springfield Senators somehow. So we hope we'll see a repeat of that here tonight. Now, nice pass from Sharon Diggins to Sadie Hamilton. Sharon driving right baseline, dished it inside to Sadie, puts it up, can't hit, but she got fouled. And I believe it's going to go against
Detra.
It's Detra. Okay,
that's second.
Second foul on Brenna Detra. So Sadie Hamilton goes to the free throw line with a chance at her first points of the night. Streaks only basket. First basket of the ball game. It was a three-pointer from Jessica Lieber. They have not scored since. 6:21 to play in the first half, trailing 26-3.
Sadie Long on the free throw. And yep, that's what the Streaks need. They need to get a point just to get some confidence here. And they just haven't had it. And now Richwood's going real big. Gabby Cunningham, Asia Williams, and Brianna Baker all wow into the ball game. So Streaks might be able to get to the guards now for Richwood's. Is that without Maggie Cunningham or Detra in there, they're kind of limited as Pierce plays kind of a forward spot as well.
So Sadie hits the second, make it 26-4. Full court pressure, near steal by Sharon Diggins. Pierce runs it down to the backcourt, though, looking for help. And now a timeout called by Todd Hersey, a 30-second timeout. Had to bail him out there. Nice job defensively. And you called it right there, Eric, without Maggie Cunningham, who's out with a broken finger now, without Detra on the floor. And Detra, not a great ball handler, but she's one of the quickest ball handlers we've seen. I mean, her actual ball handling skills are not as good as
right
you see, but she's very, very quick with the basketball and fast with it when she beats a trap.
Well, and she has enough weapons on the floor as well that she knows that she has her bailout, such as throwing it up high to Brianna Baker. And, you know, most of being a good point guard is knowing what you're going to do with the basketball in
right
certain situations. It's not necessarily as much skills as it is. I mean, that obviously plays into it. Skills and speed play into it, but if you know what you're going to do if you get into certain situations. And Detra seems to have a good basketball IQ.
Cunningham inbound into Baker in the backcourt. Myra Diggins here. Baker on the dribble, pushes off, no call. Now picks up and gets it across to Pierce. Now to Williams down on the right baseline. Pulls up with a 12-footer. That's no good. Rebound Sadie Hamilton. And outlets it to Paige Klink. Paige Klink across midcourt, left side. Stops on the wing. Kicks out to Alza Mangieri. She'll fire the three. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebound Sharon Diggins. Back to Allison Mangieri. Now it's Paige Klink out high on the left side. High post to Sadie Hamilton. Free throw line. Runner in the paint is good. Sadie puts it up from about 8 feet out. Got it up and in. She's got three, and it's 26-6.
It looked like Sadie was going to pass that basketball and
thought
then had to adjust in midair.
Now another turnover by Richwoods. As if nobody touches, Streaks will have it back under their own basket once again.
Well, let's see how long Detra stays on the bench right here, because without her in there, it looks like they have a lot of problems getting the ball up the floor. Streaks have to take a big advantage here.
5:33 to play, first half, 26-6. Richwoods, Paige Klink inbounds to Jessica Lieber, who checks back in. She's got it on the right wing, takes it out between the circles now. And goes to Paige Klink on the right wing. Also, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, Chloe Anderson on the floor for the Streaks. This is Rainey Sibley, high post to Myra Diggins. Kicks out to Paige Klink, right wing, three-pointer off the back iron, no good. Baker down with a rebound, looked like she may have traveled with it. Now gets it off to Pierce, and she gets bumped by Jessica Lieber. That's going to be two fouls on Jessica Lieber now, and we'll walk it back the other way, 18 fouls. And it'll be Maddie Pierce going to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus.
Well, Myra now with three fouls. Jessica with two fouls. The Streaks are in some foul trouble. Only three team fouls in this half for Richwoods, and two of them belong to Detra. So a little bit of a foul discrepancy at this point. Streaks have fouled eight times and three times only for the Knights.
5:12 to play first half. It's 26-6 Richwoods. Maddie Pierce at the free throw line. First is away, and that's in and out, no good. Rebound to Chloe Anderson. Outlets to Jessica Lieber. She'll set the offense for the Streaks across midcourt, right of the center circle. Picks it up. Now gives to Rainey Sibley on high left side. High post to Myra Diggins. Free throw line back out to Jessica Lieber. Now Paige Klink left, or rather right wing, three-pointers, no good. Rebound saved inbounds. Ooh,
I didn't think they're going to say Myra was on the line, but I thought she was clearly behind it when she jumped up. I don't know.
I think maybe he saw Rainey's feet because Rainey and Myra were both going after the ball, and Rainey let Myra have it. And Rainey's foot was out of bounds, but I don't think Myra's was when she tried to save it. But it's going to go back to Richwoods as Danny Teal, Allison Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton check back in. Paige Klink and Sharon Diggins stay on the floor. Gabby Cunningham on the dribble in the backcourt. Gets it across to Pierce. Pierce goes to the right baseline, picks up. Now kicks out to Cunningham. Swings it over to Williams. Top of the key, Lawson. Back to Cunningham. Down on the low block, it goes to Baker. She turns, puts it up and in. She's got six. Sam Mega 28-6 Richwoods. They're going to be tough to contend with in the half court with that size and quickness. Now Sadie Hamilton gets bumped from behind by Pierce.
Yeah.
And that is going to be her first foul. 14 fouls now on Richwoods. 4:31 to play first half. Sharon Diggins will inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks.
If I were Coach Massey, I'd be tempted to put Danny Teal in there with Rainey, even though it doesn't give you a lot of offense. It gives you great defense.
And Danny just got some offense right there. Got the pass on the inbound, laid it up and in on the nice feed from Sharon Diggins. Now Baker down on the left block. Ooh, shot blocked. And
they're going to call it on Sadie. That's going to be her second. She swatted down at the ball, but it looked like she had all ball.
Nope, they called her on. That's why I wondered, because he kind of looked like he was looking towards Sharon, and I'm not sure. I guess I
don't get that, because it looked like Sadie was the one that.
That's what I thought, too. But Baker goes to the free throw line with two shots. Now that's two fouls on Sharon Diggins as Baker misses the first.
Maybe Coach Massey just needs to start hacking night, because they're not shooting the free throws very well. You go deep bench, you get Emma in there, you get Boydston in there, Carly. Just have them go out there and use their five fouls.
4:20 to play as Rainey Sibley, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber, Paige Klink, and Chloe Anderson are on the floor for the Streaks. Second shot for Baker is good.
Baker now 1 of 3 from the stripe. And she gives the Knights a 21-point advantage, 29-8.
7 points for Baker, 4:13 to play first half. High post. Sadie Hamilton drives in, kicks out to Paige Klink on the right wing. Three-pointer is good. That's exactly what the Streaks needed. Nice job by Sadie. Nice look. Paige did a nice job setting herself. Got square to put it in. Mega 29-11. Under 4 minutes to play now. Richwoods beats the Streaks press, and now, but they turn it over. Rainey Sibley made Lawson get it going too fast, and she overthrew Williams, and nice job by Rainey Sibley defensively.
Well, and that's exactly what I'm saying. You have Danny and Rainey in there. You speed these guards up immensely. Neither of these guards are used to having to handle the ball majority of the time.
Sadie Hamilton drives down the middle, knocked away. Paige Klink picks it up, gets to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Back to Sadie, high post right side to Jessica Lieber. Three-pointer from straight on. Good! And it's 29-14. Two threes in a row for the Streaks. 3:36 to play, first quarter. Inbound to Baker in the backcourt. On the right side, gives to Pierce still in the backcourt. Now downcourt to Williams on the left wing. She'll stop and fire a 16-footer. It's no good. Rebound tipped out by Sadie Hamilton. Jessica Lieber comes down with it. That was a bad shot by Williams. She should have just waited for her teammates.
Well, she looks like she's ready to pull the trigger anytime she touches the ball.
And I'm thinking anything out of from about 5 feet is probably out of her range. Nice dish from Sadie Hamilton to Chloe Anderson down on the left block. Looked like there was some contact from Cunningham, not called. Shot was no good, and Pierce has it. Gives to Cunningham, left wing. Now to Baker down on the low block, left side. A little baby hook with the right hand is up and good. Nice move by Brianna Baker. Make it 31-14. Richwoods now a double dribble is going to be called on Paige Klink. She lost the handle on it, picked it up, and lost it again.
Well, and unfortunately for the Streaks, Pierce carried the ball like three times coming up the floor, but she was in a group of players, so I don't think the officials could see her because they were screened out.
2:55 to play first half. Streaks trail 31-14, and it comes to Williams straddling the center court line. Gets it off to one of those unknown players, of course.
Number Kayla Wells. She was in the three-point.
Taylor Wells. Okay, she's number 15. Well, she's got 2 points now. They get 33-14. Sharon Diggins, three-pointer right baseline off the back iron. No. Jessica Lieber down with a rebound. Kicks out to Sharon, top of the key, dribbles to the right wing. Back to Jessica Lieber out on the volleyball spike line. Gives to Allison Mangieri, left wing. Back to Jessica Lieber between the circles. Dribbles right. And now a block call is going to go against Pierce. And, boy, you can see Gabby Cunningham came from down on the baseline. She knew Jessica Lieber was going to try to get the pass on the right wing to Sharon Diggins. Cunningham jumped out there. Fortunately, Jessica saw her coming that way. Plus, she got bumped and fouled. So the foul went against Pierce. That's her second.
Yeah.
Five team fouls now on Richwoods. 2:24 to play first half. 33-14, Knights lead.
Well, the Streaks got it down to 15. Coach Massey trying to call a timeout. Wasn't granted initially, and now he is going to get it granted. I think it's going to be a 30-second. Yep. Yeah, 30-second timeout.
2:24 to play here in the first half with the Streaks trailing 33-14. Well, Streaks getting a little bit more offense here in the second quarter, but that's, you know, what they've done those couple of times. That's what's going to get you back into the ball game. You get it into the high post. If Sadie's got it, she takes it and takes a shot. She dishes if somebody's open down on the low block. She dishes it down there or kick out for the wide open three, which she did, and Paige Klink nailed it.
Right, and the thing is, the Streaks, like you said, just have to keep going in there. You got to keep chipping away at this lead. 19, there's 2:24 left. You'd like to get this lead under 15 going into halftime. If you could get it under 15, you'd feel a little bit more comfortable. You'd have some momentum. And then, you know, eventually you would think that this, you'd wear out some of these Richwood's players with the pace of play.
That's the hope anyway.
Yeah.
Paige Klink on high right side. Backdoor pass to Sadie Hamilton, left side. Gets it up off the glass. Got it. And she was fouled by Baker. Nice job. Nice job of setting up the offense. They got the zone shifted to the right. Paige made the nice pass over the top to the left to Sadie Hamilton. Got it up. Took the contact. Foul against Baker. And Sadie has a chance at the traditional three-point play.
Well, last time they tried that, Baker was sitting in the middle of the lane, so she was able to react. That time she was all the way on the far side, so she wasn't able to slide over in time.
Sadie missed the free throw, but stole the outlet pass. Got fouled again on that shot. No call. Ball goes to the floor. Lawson comes up with it and gives to Wells. Wells across midcourt left side. Gets to Cunningham. 2 minutes to play. First half. Nice look underneath to Williams. Five-footer up off the glass and good. Six for Williams. Make it 35-16 Richwoods. Right baseline, Sharon Diggins penetrates, stops, shot partially blocked by Baker, rebound comes down to Williams. Now the outlet pass knocked away by Rainey Sibley, and Streaks fans didn't like it, but yeah, Rainey did knock that one out of bounds. They were trying to get it to Wells, and Rainey was there to knock it away. 1:45 to play first half, 35-16 Richwoods, and it comes to Baker. Now this is Lawson on the run. 3-on-1 break. Lawson down the right side. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Nice job by Sadie. Fortunate she didn't get herself hurt. She kind of got off balance going up and kind of lost her footing coming down, but fortunately went to the floor without twisting an ankle there. But a nice defensive play by Sadie Hamilton.
Yeah, and unfortunately Sadie didn't get higher up. I think if she would have gotten it higher up, she could have kept it in bounds for Rainey to go get, but where she did get, she had to pull it down and it went out of bounds, so Richwoods will retain possession.
Cunningham gets to Baker down on the left block, puts up another nice baby hook on the left side, got it up and in. She's got 11 and make it 37-16 Richwoods. 1:29 to play first half. Rainey Sibley out high on the left side to Sadie Hamilton to the free throw line. Sadie fakes Baker, drives down the right side, scoops it up off the glass short, and Baker down with a rebound for Richwoods.
Not a bad play by Sadie. No. She had a good job getting to it.
Now Cunningham runs it down the left side, lays it up with the left hand, and got it. She's got four, make it 39-16. Every time the Streaks do something right, Richwoods has had an answer thus far.
Well, and unfortunately right there, Jessica Lieber got screened off by Asia Williams in the running down the floor slowly so that Jessica can't get around her screen.
Now the pass to the high post got knocked away from Sadie, and Baker comes up with it, gives to Lawson, under a minute to play. In fact,
Sadie
48.
Looks gassed.
Now this is Wells down on the right block. Shot partially blocked, and the rebound's going to go off of Cunningham last. And some of these Richwoods girls are looking a little bit gassed as well. You look at them with the hands on the hips. And Cunningham, after that little play there, Baker, Lawson, Williams all kind of been over holding their shorts at this point.
Well, and that's when you have to keep attacking if you're the Streaks.
Yep.
You're down by 23 here, and you feel like you had momentum.
Now a nice dish from Casey Williams, but Chloe Anderson has a shot partially blocked. But second time, Chloe got her own rebound, got fouled from behind by Brianna Baker. That's her second foul.
I didn't think he was going to call that either.
I didn't either.
And Baker had both arms around Chloe, kind of bear-hugging the back of her.
Nice job by Casey Williams. She got into the high post, immediately turned and made the pass to Chloe. Chloe had the inside position on Baker. There's probably no way she was going to get that initial shot off, but the block came right back down to her, and Baker had no choice but to foul her, trying to go after that one as Chloe misses the first free throw. 33.8 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 39-16.
Coach Hersey going to steal some minutes right here for Baker as he's going to bring in Goldhammer.
Claire Goldhammer, 5'10 sophomore. Second shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Cunningham for Richwoods. Wells has it, gives to Lawson. 3-on-2 break for the Knife. Lawson stops at the free throw line, fires a 16-footer. It's no good. Rebound comes down to
should
Lawson.
Be a travel.
Yeah, should have been a travel. Boy, yeah. Yeah, the one official trying to argue it's a jump ball. Thank you. The official on top of the play, I'm glad they discussed it because the official on top of the play won out on that one. It was a travel that was called.
Yeah, what happened was Lawson shot the ball, got her rebound, and was falling down to the ground. The Streaks tried to tie her up, but she had already hit the ground by the time the Streaks got the tie-up.
Jessica Lieber brings it across for the Streaks. 18 seconds to play. Picks up Allison Mangieri out high left side with 14 to Jessica Lieber between the circles with 12. Sharon Diggins right wing. Now Jessica Lieber with 10, top of the key, and tried to get in into the high post to Casey Williams. They were a little bit too close together. Didn't have good spacing that time when she tried to get it in. The pass got kicked away. Streaks will have it with 8.2 seconds to play.
Streaks haven't scored since they cut the lead down to 31-16. 8-0 run right here for the Richwood Knights.
Sharon Diggins inbound, and it comes to Allison Mangieri between the circles. Now Jessica Lieber out high left side, fires a long three, partially blocked. Chloe Anderson with a rebound. She can't hit. Tipped out, and Allison Mangieri got knocked to the floor. No call. Boy, Streak fans going nuts on that one. I'm not sure how they didn't see that. As Williams was going after the ball and just ran over Allison Mangieri, the ball got knocked out of bounds. Streaks have it with .1 to play. Basically, I don't know if they can get a shot off. Jessica Lieber fires from midcourt. It's no good. We have played one half of basketball. It has been pretty much all Richwood's Knights. After one half, it is Richwood's 39, Galesburg 16. We'll come back with our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. We'll talk about our halftime stats, run down our upcoming schedule, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I venture out for groceries and a few personal items a couple times a month. I'm in a wheelchair, but getting around isn't the problem. It's juggling all my stuff that gets me flustered. So I bring my daughter along. She carries my groceries and my other purchases.
Using Handy Van, a personal care attendant is allowed to accompany you for free. This person can assist you with mobility devices, support devices, and personal items. Monday through Saturday, Handy Van is on the go for you.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
When I walk into McDonald's for breakfast, I have a tough time deciding what to order, so I like to phone a friend for help. Chris, hey, I'm at McDonald's and I'm not sure if I should get the sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And there's also the fruit and maple oatmeal. So what do you think, Chris?
Dude, this isn't Chris. You have the wrong number.
Oh,
But I go with the oatmeal, since you asked.
Thanks, guy.
Yeah, sounds good.
Breakfast at McDonald's. With so much to choose from, how will you decide? Participation varies.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare.
We are at the half at John Field Gym, sectional opener for the Galesburg Silver Streaks and Richwood's Knights. And it has not been a good night for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Richwood's jumped out. Well, the Streaks jumped out to a 3-0 lead on a Jessica Lieber three-pointer, but then got outscored the rest of the first quarter and trailed 23-3 at the end of the first quarter. Streaks cut it to 31-16, but then Richwoods went on another 8-0 run to end the first half, and they lead the Streaks 39-16 at halftime. Never want to say you're out of a game, especially with the way the Streaks play, but if there's just, you know, basically adjustments are going to have to be made at halftime.
Well, you're going to have to play a perfect second half is the first adjustment you're going to have to make. You can't come out and even make those ridiculous turnovers we saw the Streaks make at times in which they were just getting lazy with the basketball. We saw several times where players didn't go hard to the basketball. They kind of tried to just hold it out in front of them. This is not a team that isn't used to winning. This is a championship ball club. We talked in the pregame show about the fact that both of these squads are a very good ball club. You don't get here against bad teams. And basically what happened is the Shrieks came out flat. They hit that first three, and then they kind of got rattled and allowed a 26-0 run to essentially take them out of it in early on, and then an 8-0 run to end the half. So, you know, 34 unanswered points by the Streaks at two different points during that half. They're up 16-5 without those.
Yeah, like you said, this Richwood team, I mean, they're 26-3 coming in. They've lost to Morton, as have we. They've beaten Montini, who was a defending 3A champions. They've beaten, Champaign Centennial, like
they
we had.
They beat Peoria Central three times.
Right, they've beaten Central. They did lose to Springfield, but very, very good basketball team we're seeing here tonight. And we knew that coming in. I mean, we knew it when we played them last year. We just kind of took them by surprise last year. And, you know, what we did to them last year is kind of similar to what we did to Dunlap last Thursday night in the regional championship, and what I thought this Streaks team would have to do to win two games in this sectional is to come out early and jump to an early lead and really get this home crowd into the ball game, and then same thing to start the second half of the third quarter like they've done. Now you got to not only come out like that in the third quarter, you got to keep that pace up for the entire second half. And you would hope, if you're able to do that, if you're able to get some shots down, force some turnovers, that you'll maybe start to wear this team out.
Well, and the other thing to look at, if you're Coach Massey, you've got to be in there telling your squad, listen, you've got to look at the third quarter and the fourth quarter independently. After the third quarter, they want to win the third quarter to the extent that they get it down or somewhere between 10 and 15 points at the least. And then in the fourth quarter, you have a shot. If you are still down by 15 to 20 or more, going to fourth quarter, that would take something of unbelievable, impossible.
And the hope is Richwoods will come out a little bit complacent, but you can't rely on that. And, you know, with good teams, championship teams, that doesn't normally happen. So we'll see. We'll talk more about this. We'll come back and run down our halftime scoreboard and our halftime stats as well. At the half, it is Richwoods 39, Galesburg 16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You can win up to $500 cash just by wearing the WGIL button. You never know where the button spotter may be.
We're WGIL button spotters.
Wow.
What's your name?
Kathy Cunningham.
We have a couple envelopes here, and you're the first we found today, so you get to pick.
I want this one.
Okay, take it and open it up.
Wow, $200. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Wear a button, win some cash. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Farmers like to work with other farmers. They get each other. A farmer who is also a certified public accountant, now that's a good friend to have. He'd be able to answer all your tax questions based on experience. He'd know the issues and challenges you face throughout the year. He would be able to help you make decisions about your taxes that could impact the future of your operation. His name is Dustin Corson, and the only thing he's done longer than taxes is farm. Schedule an appointment to talk with him today. Find out more at galesburg.info, keyword tax. Corson & Associates, LLC, how taxes should be done.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, we are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail to Richwoods Knights 39-16. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. The Morton Potters won the early game here tonight. They move on to the sectional championship. They blew out Ottawa 52-20, was it 25 or 26?
I think they finished with 25.
So a palindrome final. You always like to be on the good end of that, not on the bad end of it. The winner of this game will move on to take on Morton on Thursday night. Doesn't matter which team it is. It's going to be a tough battle for anybody against a very, very good Morton Potters team. Galesburg High boys basketball team. That game would be Thursday night here at John Thiel Gym. A 7:30 tip-off. If the Streaks make it to that game, Eric and I will take the air at 7:10 on Thursday night. Galesburg High boys back in action coming up on Friday night. They will coming up tomorrow night to here on WGIL. We'll have the Illinois Fighting Illini. Well, they're on the road at Ohio State. Now, you
know, beat them once.
Well, I was going to say, the strange thing about this team, you go and lose it at Nebraska. Although I don't expect it, I wouldn't be surprised you go there and play a good game. That's just the way this weird Illinois team is. But
I think Brandon Paul's going for 50.
Okay. I'll hold you to that. So that'll be a 5:30 broadcast tomorrow night here on WGIL. Then the GHS boys in action on Friday night. They will play host to the Alamo Pioneers. It'll be senior night here at John Thiel Gym. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have it for you 7:10 for the pregame, 7:30 tip-off. Illinois and Iowa play on Sunday. That'll be at Assembly Hall as well, 4:30 for the pregame on that one. Now the winner of this sectional moves on to the Super Sectional of Pontiac. That game would be Monday night at 7:30. Our halftime stats brought to you by Thorns Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Scoring-wise, not a whole lot for the Streaks. 6 for Jessica Lieber on 2 threes, 5 for Sadie Hamilton, 3 for Paige Klink on a 3, 2 for Danny Teal. Streaks 1 for 5 for the free throw line, 3 three-pointers. 11 points apiece for Brianna Baker and Brenna Detra. Detra's all coming in the first quarter. 4 points for Gabby Cunningham, 5 for Maddie Pierce, 6 for Asia Williams off the bench, 2 for Taylor Wells off the bench, 3 for 8 from the foul line for Richwoods.
Streaks turned the ball over 16 times in that first half to only 9 for the Richwood Knights. Streaks were out rebounded 23-18, although did have an edge on the offensive boards, 8-7, and the Streaks only shooting at 25% in that first half, 21% for three, which if you follow Streaks all year long might not sound too bad, but they've only gotten 24 shots up, and that's when you're used to averaging about 70 shots a game, that's a low number.
Yep.
58% shooting for the Knights.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Nice look from Sadie Hamilton. Myra Diggins down on the low right block, and Myra lays it up and in. Good start for the Streaks here, and make it 39-18. First basket of the ball game for Myra Diggins. Trapped up is Detra now, but a nice look underneath, and Pierce blows the easy one, but the rebound went off the hands of Sadie Hamilton. Gotten tipped around by Pierce, Jessica Lieber, and Sadie Hamilton. Sadie not able to reel it in, so Richwoods will get another shot at it.
Great vision by Detra to see Pierce on the far side of the floor right there.
Detra with it out high on the left side, drives past Lieber, down to the left baseline, shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. And Detra, boy, looking at the official complaining about a foul. There was no contact whatsoever. I'm not sure why the official even took that.
I think on the initial, when she went in, it looked like Sadie's arms were low and might have gotten some contact. And then when she went up with the shot, Sadie swatted away. I think she wanted the initial contact.
Now her pass stolen away by Allison Mangieri. Now it goes to the floor. And, nope, it's picked up by Lawson. Gets it to Baker. Now this is Pierce, left wing. Gives to Detra, top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Lawson. Fires an 18-footer. It's no good. And a rebound, a tie-up. And Cunningham comes away with it. And the ball gets knocked away. They're going to say it went off Jessica Lieber last, as Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins check in. They'll be in there with Jessica Lieber. 7-12 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 39-18.
Tom, this is what you can't have. Lots of opportunities there for the Streaks to terminate this possession for the Knights, and they weren't able to do it.
Down on the low block, they get into Baker, turns against Casey Williams. Nothing more Casey could do. In fact, Baker kind of knocked her out of the way there just as she got her good post-up position. Long three from Jessica Lieber. It's in and out. No good. Thought it was going to maybe fall in the second time. Now Detra on the run. Detra got it up and in off the glass. I thought that Rainey Sibley, she ran her down, just not able to get in there and get a hand on the ball. That, I think Detra would have been really surprised to lose the ball from behind. Probably not very many people that she can't beat down the court, but Rainey's not one of them. Now Casey Williams drives down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked out of bounds by Baker.
Yeah, Baker just hit a huge wingspan there and showed it off. Casey, did everything you could to try to keep that ball away from her, and she still swatted it.
In it comes Jessica Lieber, right wing. Now Sharon Diggins, right baseline, knocked away by Cunningham. Now tried to get to Jessica Lieber, gets knocked away, and Cunningham comes up with it to Lawson. Lawson on the dribble left side on the wing, picks up and gives to Baker, top of the key, drives into the paint, pulls up with a 10-footer straight on, no good, gets her own rebound, goes up, and it rolls off, no good. Cunningham gets a rebound this time and kicks it out to Pierce. Now right baseline, Detra, 15-footer is good.
Can't do that. Got it. Can't give that many offensive rebounds. Can't give any.
Now quickly back the other way. Sharon Diggins running the floor right side. She lays it up and in. First basket of the ball game for Sharon. Make it 45-20, Richwood. 6:04 to play third quarter. Detra across midcourt between the center circles. Now gives to Pierce on the right block or right wing. Down on the right block it goes to Baker. Puts it up no good, but she's fouled. I think it's going to go against Chloe Anderson.
I think it's going against Casey, and if it is, it's not a bad foul regardless of who it goes against.
Yeah, it was Casey, yep.
Because right there, Baker was going to get an easy layup, put her on the free throw line. She's only one of three there.
5:56 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 45-20. Brianna Baker at the free throw line with two shots. Baker, 6'1", senior. First shot is up and good. She was just 1-for-3 in the first half from the free throw line. Now with 14 points in the ball game. 46-20 Knights.
Biggest lead of the game, 26 points.
Second shot is away, and that one bounces off no good. Sadie Hamilton runs down the rebound. She's in there with Paige Klink, Allison Mangieri, Myra Diggins, and Sharon Diggins. Paige across midcourt right side, picks it up, looks for help, gives to Sharon Diggins right wing to Sadie Hamilton on the high post right side, drives to the baseline, pulls up with a 10-footer, can't hit, rebound down to Pierce for Richwoods. And now a reach is going to be called on Sadie Hamilton, and
that's going to be her third if it's against Sadie. It is. That's her third.
No, I've only got her for two.
Do you?
Yeah,
maybe I have one too many.
Were you looking at the left side of the scoreboard,
no,
the home side? Now Detra
giving her one that wasn't hers.
Detra with a touchdown pass from Cunningham. Boy, that was a bullet from Maggie or Gabby Cunningham to Brianna Detra. She lays it up and in on the right side.
You know, the Streaks needed to come out in this half and really do everything they could to push the tempo here, and they really haven't done it. And if you're going to get back into this one, you need something, some momentum to change here at some point, and it doesn't feel like that's going to happen yet.
Gabby Cunningham with a reach foul. That's her second, first team foul, second half on the Richwoods Knights. Paige Klink out high on the right side with it. High post free throw line to Sadie Hamilton. Myra Diggins down on the right block, lays it up and in.
Again, that's wide open every time down the floor, and the Streaks just have not gone to it.
Now the inbound knocked away by Sharon Diggins, and Sadie Hamilton got a hand on it. Couldn't run it down, though. Detra kind of shields her off, and Richwoods will have it on the near sideline near midcourt as Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, and Jessica Lieber check in for Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri, and Sharon Diggins.
A couple other scores from around the state. Belvedere North beat Sterling 41-40. And Chatham-Glenwood up 37-18 going to the fourth against Normal Community West.
Now pass over the top, out of bounds. Detra too high for Lawson to handle, and the Streaks get it back on a Richwoods turnover with 5:04 to play in the third.
That's now 10 turnovers for this Richwood squad.
Jessica Lieber to set the offense. Dribbles right, gives to Paige Klink on the right wing. High post, Myra Diggins to the right baseline to Chloe Anderson. Back to Paige Klink, right wing. She'll dribble baseline, kicks out to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. High post to Myra Diggins. Now Rainey Sibley on high left side to Jessica Lieber, top of the key, right wing. Paige Klink fires a three and got it. Good ball movement by the Streaks. That's what it's got to be. Good, quick ball movement. And they get 48-25, Richwoods. Lawson stops at the free throw line, gives to Baker, triple team, kicks out to Detra. She'll fire the three, and but net. That is an ugly looking shot, but it's effective.
Well, and if she starts hitting those, I'm not going to like the Streaks' chances of getting back into this.
51-25 Richwoods. Wow, Detra just kind of a weird looking shot there, but hit nothing but net. Now Paige Klink, a long three right side, nothing but net. Two in a row for Paige Klink. That's her third of the ball game. Make it 51-28. 4:11 to play third quarter. Pierce on the dribble in the backcourt, picks up, gives to Detra. Detra dribbles right, and Nayla just let her go right that time and gets right past the Streaks, gives to Baker in the paint. 10-footer is up and good. You cannot let Brenna Detra go right. She's going to beat you every time, and that's exactly what happened. Nobody cut off the sideline, and a 30-second timeout. Coach
this is Massey. This is one of those timeouts to ask for explanation from the official. I think Coach Massey felt that Pierce didn't establish herself in bounds before she got that ball back, is what I'm guessing is the discussion.
4:01 to play third quarter. It's Richwoods 53, Galesburg 28. Yeah, Detra is so quick. I mean, it's hard to get in front of her and cut off that sideline, but you need to not let her establish herself with that right hand because she's pretty much a right-handed ball handler, and she will get by you every time. She's so quick with it. Back in for the Streaks, Sadie Hamilton, Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, Allison Mangieri. They're in there with Jessica Lieber. 53-28 Knights, 4:01 to play third quarter. Jessica Lieber will set the offense for the Streaks. across midcourt, picks up and gets to Sadie Hamilton at the free throw line. Sadie puts on the floor, kicks out to Sharon Diggins, right wing, three-pointer off the back iron, no, but Sadie down with the rebound right side, gets to Danny Teal. She gets it up off the glass too hard, rebound to Baker. Nice pass, and oh boy, now a reach call on Danny Teal, I guess. Nice job by Sadie. She saw Baker there, knew she wasn't going to be able to get the shot off, and ditched it inside to Danny. Danny had just enough time to get the shot off, a little bit too hard with it.
Yeah, very nice pass right there. Unfortunately, just couldn't do anything with it.
First foul on Danny Teal, 13th foul on the streaks here in the second half. Baker in the backcourt, gives to Cunningham, now across midcourt, throws it away. The ball fell out of bounds, and Cunningham was trying to get it to Pierce and just threw that one out of bounds. So the streaks need to take advantage of these Richwood's turnovers. 3:40 to play third quarter, 53-28 Richwood's. Jessica Lieber stops top of the key and gives to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie dribbles right down the right side of the lane, leans in against Baker, gets it up and in. Nice move by Sadie Hamilton. Good, strong shot over Baker, and they get 53-30.
You know, one of the things that's got to be frustrating right now is the streaks are getting called for a lot of contact. Oh, and there's a foul.
Yeah,
Wells. She
yeah.
kind of threw her arm out to yep. try to defeat the pressure against her.
Yeah, Danny Teal got there and cut her off on the sideline right in front of the Richwood bench, and no argument from Todd Hersey as she stuck that right arm out there and pushed off. So that's her first foul and another turnover for Richwood's.
Well, what I was going to say is, unfortunately for the streaks, they're not getting the tic-tac fouls inside called against Baker like they're being called for, because we could see a lot of more and ones if that were the case.
Three-pointer, right wing, Paige Klink is no good. Chloe Anderson with a weak side rebound, tried to lean in to get the shot off, but she's fouled by Pierce, and that's going to be her third foul, but they're going to call it on the floor.
I think that's the appropriate call right there because Chloe had to try to lean in first to go up with it.
And Pierce is going to come out of the ballgame. She'll be replaced by Williams. 3:09 to play in the third, 53-30 Richwood's. Also Lawson checking back in. She's going to replace Wells as Jessica Lieber will inbound from the left baseline for the streaks. Get it to Sadie Hamilton on the low block. Got it up, no good, but she's fouled by Baker.
We've talked before about the strength of Sadie, and that was a great job, a great example right there. She took it strong and went up.
They called that on Williams. Are you kidding me?
Well, I figured that was going against Asia there.
Wow, I mean, Baker was all over her, but that should have been her third foul, but instead it's Asia Williams' first foul. Wow.
Well, the problem was Asia was the one that was right in front of the official, and I think that's why she picked up the foul there.
Sadie hits the first free throw. She's got 8 points on the night, 53-31, 3:08 to play third quarter. Now, second shot in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Baker.
9 rebounds now in the game for Baker to go with her 11 points.
Lawson stops at the free throw line, gets to Detfer right wing. Now to Baker at the free throw line, fires a 14-footer. Good, she scored nice range as well. Wow. Baker with 18 points now, make it 55-31.
I was surprised to see she didn't, I don't think she played against the streaks last year.
Three-pointer from Rainey Sibley is off the mark. Rebound to Lawson, lost a handle on it, but Baker comes up with it. No, I don't think she did either, actually. And now another Richwood's turnover as Detra overthrew Williams. And the Streaks have it with 2:37 to play in the third quarter. Streaks getting some opportunities here. It's just a matter of taking advantage of them.
Yeah, and that's the big thing is, like you said, you just got to take advantage of them, and the Streaks just haven't done that. 24-point deficit. We talked about trying to get it between 10 and 15. That's going to be tough to do at this point.
Now Casey Williams pass to Myra Diggins, stolen away. Detra running the floor right side, lays it up off the glass and got it.
I'll tell you what. The outlet of this Richwood's team is so good that the pace changes in a hurry. Once they get that basketball, Detra's flying down the floor and somebody's hitting her in stride.
57-31, Richwood's, 2:10 to play here in the third quarter. Now a tic-tac foul from behind. Casey Williams trying to get the ball on the high post. A touch foul from behind called against Audrey Lawson. That's her first. And now 5 team fouls on Richwood's here in the second half. Danny Teal checks back in. She'll replace Casey Williams. So shorter lineup for the streaks now. Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Danny Teal, Myra Diggins, and Allison Mangieri. Inbound to Jessica Lieber, to Sharon Diggins, now to Danny Teal. Top of the key out high right side. Jessica Lieber stops and fires a three. Got fouled from behind. She's going to get 3 shots at it. Foul goes against Lawson.
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the best qualities Jessica has is when she feels contact, she knows how to sell it, and she did it right there as she was going to make sure the official knew that she got hit. She goes to the free throw line. I think this is her first trip to the line in the game. She's going to hit the first one. 7 points down in the game for Jessica. 57-32.
Couple of threes for Jessica in the first half. In fact, the first basket of the ball game. Second one off the back iron, no good for Jessica. Usually when she hits that first, the others are money for her. Chloe Anderson back in for the streak. Sadie Hamilton and Rainey Sibley. Back in for Richwood's. Wells checks back in. Third shot up and good for Jessica Lieber. So she's got eight, and she'll be replaced by Paige Klink. Cunningham will inbound against the full court pressure from the streaks. Gets it to Wells. Wells runs across midcourt right side, and ball nearly knocked away by Chloe Anderson, but Wells able to get it to Baker. Now this is Detra out high on the left side, dribbles down the left side, and whoa. What's the call here, Mr. Official? I guess Sharon Diggins. Okay. I thought it was going to be Chloe Anderson. I wasn't even so sure Sharon was there. That's three on Sharon Diggins. 14 fouls now on the streaks. Cunningham to inbound. Down on the block it goes to Williams. Got it up and in and fouled from behind. I think this is going to go against Sadie. If so, that'll be her third. She did a good job getting the inside position. It does go against Sadie.
Well, and the streaks have done a poor job of keeping them out of there. It's obvious that they want to go there. The streaks needed to do a better job of stepping in front right there to take that one away.
Ugly free throw from Williams, no good. She's matched her point total from against the streaks. Last year, she's got eight tonight. Sadie fakes a three top of the key, gives to Paige Klink out between the circles. Paige, nice look underneath to Chloe Anderson, able to reel that one in to Rainey Sibley to Paige Klink. Three-pointer from straight on is short, but Paige able to run down the rebound in front of the streaks bench. Gets to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Thought about the three, now to Sadie Hamilton, high post left side to Paige Klink, top of the key, back to Rainey left wing. Drives in, the runner is up, no good, but a foul is going to be called on Baker, and she's even laughing about that one because that looked like it was pretty much all ball. But we'll take that. Now Baker picks up her third foul finally. And going to the free throw line will be Rainey Sibley with two shots for the streaks. 17 fouls now on Richwood, so the streaks will be at the free throw line for the rest of the ball game. 1:27 to play third quarter. Galesburg trailing 59-33.
Well, yeah, and right there what the issue was is just that Baker came down again with that swat. If she would have stayed up, she would easily block that shot by Rainey. Rainey giving up almost a foot to her.
First free throw was no good for Rainey. 1:27 to play here in the third quarter. Richwood's leading the streaks 59-33. Second shot, in and out, no good. Rebound to Cunningham for the Knights.
Streaks leave way too many points on the floor.
Outlet stolen away by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie puts up the five-footer and got it. Nice hustle by Sadie. She's got 10, make it 59-35. Now Detra running the floor, carried it, no call. And now an over-the-back not called on the rebound. Williams went over the back of Sadie and knocked it away. Now she's got it at the free throw line, can't hit it. And Sadie down with the rebound again. You're right, it's not being called the same everywhere on the floor.
Well, and you can't have that, especially in a game of this magnitude.
Now Jessica Lieber gets bumped by two Richwood's players. And who's it going to go against? Hopefully Detra. Yes, it goes against Wells. Thought there he's going to, it would have been three on Detra. That's two now on Taylor Wells. And Jessica Liebers gets to go to the free throw line with a chance of one bonus. So this is a must have. Yeah, you get to go to the line every foul now. You got to take advantage of your opportunities to get points with the clock stop. 57.6 to play in the third. 59-35, the Richwoods lead. Jessica Lieber first shot up and good.
Just out three of four from the stripe. 59-36.
9 points on the night for Jessica Lieber. Bonus is up, and that is good.
Atta girl.
59-37, down to a 22-point lead now. Inbound to Pierce in the backcourt. Nearly overthrew Detra, but she's able to haul it in and goes right to the right side of the court, all the way from the left side, and gets it across midcourt. Now it's traveled with it again. No call. Wow, she lost the ball as she was trying to make a pass and took an extra step with it, with the ball in her hands. Now they get it to Williams down on the low block, and she lays it up and in. Wow.
Well, and a great drop step right there by Asia Williams. You're right, overshadowed by the fact that there should have been a double dribble or a carry.
Jessica Lieber, three-pointer, no good, and now Jessica's going to get called for a foul going after the rebound. But that travel was right in front of the official, and of course, he does the shaking of the head no, which is like in boxing, they shake their head no, meaning that, you did get hurt. And he's like, I did miss that call, but I'm saying no, it didn't happen. Well, 29.9 to play. Doesn't make that much difference in a game with this much of a score discrepancy, though.
Yeah, well, that's the unfortunate thing for the officials here is because there's so much of a discrepancy. You know, if it was a 10 to 15 point game, I think it'd be a different story because the Streak faithful would feel a little bit better about things.
Sharon Diggins knocks it away from Detra from behind. Streaks have it. Jessica Lieber between the circles gets to Sharon on the right wing. Back to Jessica Lieber out high right side to Chloe Anderson right baseline. Picks up and gives to Sharon Diggins. Now Jessica Lieber with it to Danny Teal in at the high post and got it in a bad spot. Wow. There's three right white jerseys there. And she gets tied up and the possession arrow points toward Richwoods.
Generally, when a player's head goes one way or the other very drastically, usually that means they got hit in the head. And it looked like right there that Chloe got clocked by Asia Williams coming over from the right side.
10.1 seconds to play, third quarter, 61-37, Richwoods. Inbound comes to Williams. Now this is Pierce. Pierce running the floor right side. And Paige Cleek got in front of her and knocked it away. Not able to keep it inbounds, though. Good hustle by Paige with 5.7 to play.
Well, and actually the right play right there by Paige because she could have grabbed and tried to save it inbounds, but you're saving it right under the opponent's basket. You're better off just making them inbound it.
Cunningham inbound from the right baseline. He gets it into Williams in the paint. Eight-footer is up and good for Asia Williams. She's got 12. Make it as time runs out. Streaks don't even get it inbounds before time runs out in the third quarter. After three, it is Richwood's 63, Galesburg 37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today to start saving.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Governor Pat Quinn says he wants to slash the state budget and close state facilities. Hear more during his annual budget address live Wednesday at noon on WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball, 7:33 to play in the ball game. They trail 63-37. Jessica Lieber inbound from the left baseline. Gets it back from Allison Mangieri, but traveled with it before she put it on the floor. Streaks turn it over with 7:31 to play.
20 turnovers out on the Streaks in this one.
Nothing going right for the Streaks tonight. Inbound pass knocked away by Myra Diggins, but right back into the hands of Detra. Now Richwoods beat the Streaks back, and Sadie Hamilton is going to be called for the foul on Pierce. That'll be four on Sadie. And Maddie Pierce will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing is right there, if she would just let Pierce go, she might have missed the shot anyway because she is not shooting the ball very well in this game.
7:25 to play, 63-37. Richwoods now make it 64. Pierce with 6 points on the night. Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams in for the Streaks with Jessica Lieber. Maddie Pierce at the free throw line. Second shot is up, and it is good. Make it 65-37.
She did
right
that
baseline.
To
fight me. Sharon Diggins drives right baseline. Didn't hit the shot, but she got fouled. Who's it going to go against? Either Cunningham or Pierce. No, it looks like Pierce, and that's going to be her fourth foul. So Sharon Diggins to the free throw line with two shots. 7:20 to play in the ball game. First one is up and good. Just the third point on the night for Sharon Diggins as Baker checks in and replaces Pierce.
Yeah, hopefully this is one of those times where Sharon will go into next year thinking about, you know, the fact that she only scored a few points in a game of this magnitude, and it'll give her some determination over the summer to advance her game that much more.
Second shot up and good. Well, I didn't realize how bad that break on Gabby or Maggie Cunningham's finger was. I just noticed her on the bench that the cast goes almost up to her elbow.
Yeah, they're saying that it was a fracture in the hand.
Okay.
I'm guessing what it was I had a friend that had something similar, and what happens is sometimes you get a spiral fracture in the hand portion of it, so it goes all the way down, and you need to cast all the way up.
Another nice turnaround jumper by Asia Williams in the paint, and make it 67-39, Richwoods. Under 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. High post, Casey Williams right side, gives to Chloe Anderson, drives right baseline, shot partially blocked by Baker. Rebound comes out to Detra, and she just lost the ball out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Streaks.
16 turnovers now.
Paige Plink, Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri, and Sadie Hamilton check in for the Streaks. As Sharon Diggins will stay on the floor for Galesburg. Left wing, Allison Mangieri drives baseline, pulls up with a left-handed baby hook, no good. Rebound to Myra Diggins, out to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. Now to Sadie Hamilton, high post right side, drives down the right side of the lane, lays it up and got it. In it comes to Baker, nearly lost a handle on it, now gets it back to Cunningham, 67-41 Richwoods. Baker across midcourt right side to Detra. 6:20 to play in the ballgame. Detra got a little bit of a bump out near midcourt. It's going to go against, I think, Allison Mangieri.
I don't know, because he, maybe.
Either her or she and Myra are both there. Yep, Allison got the call.
That's her second.
So going to the free throw line, chance of the one a bonus, Brenna Detra. She's got 22 points on the night. 18 for Baker, now make it 23 as she hits the first. 14 points for Asia Williams off the bench. Williams just a sophomore. They list her 5'8". She's a big 5'8", though.
Well, you know, the plus thing for this Richwood squad is Detra's going to be back next year. Asia Williams is going to be back next year. Yeah. Maddie Pierce is going to be back next year. They're losing a big player in Brianna Baker, and big, I mean that literally and figuratively in the way she plays.
Now, thought there might have been some contact on the shot from Sadie. No, but on the rebound, I think it's, I'm not sure, Sadie or Myra got called for that. Myra Diggins, that's her fourth foul, and we'll walk it back this way, and Brianna Baker goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one bonus. 19 fouls for both teams now. 6:09 to play in the ball game. 69-41 Richwoods. At the free throw line, Brianna Baker, 6'1", senior for the Richwoods Knights. First shot is up and good. And also, you know what, if you're Coach Hersey, you're up big, but against a Galesburg team, when do you call the dogs off, and because I'd be scared as coach. I think my starters are going to be in the whole game because of the way we play the ball game. We can put up points in a hurry. I mean, you know, it might be out of reach, but you never know.
Well, you're up 30 at this point. I don't know that the Streaks are going to be able to make up a 30-point advantage in 6 minutes of game time. So I would say that I would take my starters out pretty soon because the last thing you need is another Maggie Cunningham.
True. Now Baker fouls Sadie Hamilton down on the right block. Baker hit both of the free throws, by the way. Sadie goes to the line now with two shots. That's four fouls on Brianna Baker. 5:53 to play in the ball game. 71-41 Richwoods.
I don't think many people saw this one coming.
Nope. First shot for Sadie is up and good. Especially the way the Streaks played last Thursday night. I mean, you know, that was the kind of game that they played against Springfield. That's the kind of game you play like that, you can beat any team in the state.
Yeah. Well, and on top of it, you're playing at home. You were undefeated at home. You would have thought that even if the Streaks had ended up falling in this one, it would have been a tight one.
Sadie made one or two free throws. Detra with the rebound, runs it all the way down the right side, lays it up, no good. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Jessica across midcourt right side. Gives to Paige Klink out high on the right. Now back to Jessica Lieber between the circles. To Paige Klink out high right side. Sadie Hamilton high post right side. Bounce pass into Chloe Anderson. Under the basket. Got it up off the glass. No, but Cunningham knocks the rebound out of bounds with 5:32 to play.
Chloe just doesn't seem to be able to get any space inside. She's gotten the ball a couple times down there and just has not been able to find any spacing in order to get that ball up and in.
Inbound comes to Hannah Smith, who's in for the Streaks. She's got it on the left wing. Gives to Allison Mangieri. Three-pointer from up top is off the mark from Allison. Rebound, Sadie Hamilton. Sadie swings it over to Allison Mangieri. Left wing, drives baseline up off the glass. Got it, and she's fouled by Williams. Nice move by Allison Mangieri on a nice feed. Cross-court pass from Sadie Hamilton on the right baseline to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. Allison just took it, didn't hesitate, went right to the basket. Laid it up and in, took the contact. And her first basket of the ball game, chance at a three-point play. 71-44, 5:20 to play. Now make it 45 as Allison hits the free throw. And it comes to Lawson against full court pressure. Out of Detra across midcourt, left of the center circle. Lost a handle on it. Traveled. Thank you. They find. You kidding me? Two officials are going to call travel. Another one tried to call a jump ball.
This official at the top of the key is going to call travel, and it's going to go to the Streaks.
Wow. I mean, that could not have been more obvious. That's the second time that happened in this game, that another official was going to try to call a jump ball when there was a travel beforehand. And they're actually, the tie-up, there wasn't even much of a tie-up by the time he blew the whistle. I mean, the other official was already blowing for the travel. Hannah Smith, top of the key, dribbles left, gives to Allison Mangieri, left wing, back to Hannah Smith between the circles. Dribbles right to Sadie Hamilton, free throw line, drives down the right side, lays it up for around Cunningham and got it. And they get 71-47. Sadie with 15 points on the night. This is Lawson across midcourt, right of the center circle. Knocked away from behind by Danny Keel. And she got called for a push. I mean, obvious. An all ball on that. But Danny gets called for her second foul.
I don't even know what angle you could have looked at that one and thought it was a foul.
So Audrey Lawson goes to the free throw line with it. Well, she's got two shots, both teams with the double bonus now. Lawson scored 7 against the Streaks in that game last year. 4:46 to play, 71-47. Richwood's first free throw up and good for Audrey Lawson as Myra Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lieber, Paige Klink, and Rainey Sibley check back in for Galesburg.
Well, what a difference a year makes. You look at last year, the Streaks won this game 74-46, and now it's almost the exact inverse score as it's now 73-47.
Don't like to be on this end of it. It's more fun the other way.
Yeah.
Out high right side, Jessica Lieber to Myra Diggins on the high post. Nice dish underneath to Chloe Anderson. Can't hit the shot, and she's fouled by Williams. And Williams complained about that, but she threw her hip into Chloe Anderson and nearly knocked her out of the lane on that shot. So Williams picks up her third foul. And Chloe Anderson goes to the free throw line with two shots. He was there for two shots in the second quarter and missed both. 4:37 to play in the ball game. First shot up and good for Chloe. Her first point of the ball game.
And she struggled in the game shooting it. That was first free throw she's made out of three attempts, and she hasn't hit in five attempts from the field.
Second shot up, and that bounces off the back iron. No good. Rebound off the hands of Rainey Sibley, and she was fighting for it on the sideline with Detra. Rainey fell out of bounds, though, with the ball kind of between her legs there, and it goes back to Richwoods.
That's just how the game's kind of gone for the Streaks.
Near steal on the inbound by Chloe Anderson. Detra able to run it down, though. Carried it, no call. Cross midcourt, carried it again, no call. Now picks it up at the top of the key. Knocked away from behind by Chloe Anderson. Detra gets it out right of the center circle, now to Williams. Now right side. Pierce runs in, lays it up, and got it. And a full timeout called by Todd Hersey. We will take one as well. 4:20 to play. It is Richwood 75, Galesburg 48. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
We get them in the pool in an unweighted environment where they can, it's like a traction in the deep water.
Oftentimes, improper form or using too much weight for a particular lift can cause young athletes to experience injuries. Fortunately, Ron Smith, physical therapy assistant, can get them back in the game.
We just work on a lot of core strengthening, and then we do a lot of exercises with lower extremity in the pool, and then we can work onto the land-based therapy doing the same type of exercises.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is health. Care.
Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. Join Will Stevenson, Jim Lee, and me tomorrow morning beginning at 5 for the latest in news, weather, and sports on the WGIL Morning News.
4:20 to play in the ball game. Richwoods leads the streak 75-48. The winner moves on to the sectional championship and the Sweet 16 on Thursday night against the Morton Potters. Allison Mangieri to Jessica Lieber. Jessica on the dribble between the circles. Brings it to the right and gives to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. Sharon dribbles baseline, stops, and her pass is stolen away by Lawson. Now it's Detra with it. Detra down the right side, lays it up, and missed it. Rebound tipped out and run down by Detra in front of the Richwoods bench. Tried to get it to Pierce down on the block. Pierce had to save it in bounds to Cunningham, and just another, everything going Richwoods' way. Now Detra, three-pointer right wing, is off the rim, no. And a rebound run down by Sharon Diggins for the Streaks. 3:40 to play in the ballgame, 75-48 Richwoods. Emma Junk at the free throw line to the left wing. Allison Mangieri, three, off the iron, no good. Rebound, Sharon Diggins, weak side, leans in, can't hit. Myra Diggins, weak side, rebound up off the glass and got it. Six for Myra, all here in the second half, make it 75-50.
Well, Coach Hersey definitely testing his luck right here with Detra still in the ball game, yeah. Pierce still in the game. I mean, you can't make the argument that you think that this game's too tight.
Yeah, Pierce hits from the left baseline from about 10 feet, make it 77-50.
I think he must feel like he was slighted here. I know he feels like he was slighted here 4 years ago when they came in state-ranked and the Streaks, who were ended up having a subpar year, ended up beating them. And then last year with them, the Streaks blowing them out in the sectional championship. But he's bringing Baker back in.
And we both agreed that they were definitely not slighted in that game. There were just calls that they probably thought they were going to get or wouldn't be called because they were one of the top-ranked teams that were called. I mean,
and I thought it was a poor game plan by him as well.
Well, yeah, that was the big thing.
He sat back in a 2-3 zone and watched the Streaks fire up three after three over the top of his squad.
So he brings Baker back into the ball game. Jessica Lieber at the free throw line. I didn't even see who got that foul. Jessica missed the first. 3:08 to play in the ball game. Second one no good. Baker down with a rebound. I mean, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but you're right. It's not a very smart thing, to have your girls in here when they got to turn around and play again on Thursday night against a very, very good Morton team. Detra, right baseline with it, pulls out to the wing.
Well, especially when you have a girl sitting down three seats from you with an orange cast on her arm. It's not like...
Yeah, you're already down by one of your best ball handlers and scorers. Now they're trying to run a little bit of clock. Cunningham and her pass tried to get inside of Baker, stolen away by Sadie Hamilton. Right wing, Paige Klink with it out high right side to Jessica Lieber at the free throw line at Sadie Hamilton. Spins into the paint against Baker, leans in, scoops it up off the glass. Good. Nice move by Sadie. Sadie with 17, make it 77-52, and Detra just dribbled the ball out of bounds. Streaks get it back with 2:17 to play.
77-52, Streaks down by 25 and just have not been able to really get anything going.
Quick, how many possession game is it with the three-pointers?
You're looking at 8 three-pointers in a row just to get it down to 1.
Okay, we'll take that.
9 to take the lead.
Now Coach Massey's going to bring take the seniors out. He's Sadie Hamilton, Paige Plink, Myra Diggins all getting a standing ovation. Marissa Miller, Hannah Smith, Danny Teal, Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lieber on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Standing ovation from the Streaks crowd in appreciation of their seniors. Right wing, three-pointer, Hannah Smith is short. Rebound to Baker. 2:11 to play. Now this is Detra in the backcourt. On the dribble, gets it across to Cunningham. Cunningham picks up, gets to Detra between the circles. And Coach Hersey still not even thinking about clearing his bench. Now, a nice block by Hannah Smith on Williams, but they call Hannah for a push foul when her hand was up on the ball. And there was no body contact.
Well, and, Coach Hersey doesn't even have anybody at the scorer's table. He's gone and gotten himself some water now. Streaks are going to bring Emma Junk in.
Michaela Isley. Yeah, Kirsten Boydston. Yep.
I'm surprised we haven't seen Carly yet, but she's
not dressed tonight. Remember, you can only...
Right. Yep.
.157 to play in the ball game. 77-52. Did she hit the first or was that...
She did not.
She did not. Okay. Here's the second from Williams. That's an ugly looking shot. She kind of shot puts it out there. She actually looks like a shot putter. Guess that she'd be pretty good at it. I don't know if she does it or not. This is Rainey Sibley out high on the left side. High post to Emma Junk. Now to Hannah Smith, top of the key. Kirsten Boydson, right wing. Now to Michaela Isley down to the right block, lost a handle on it, and got it off to Emma Junko from a sitting position on the floor. Now Hannah Smith with it out between the circles. To Rainey Sibley, left wing. Oh, now he's going to get one player in. Now Detra with the breakaway on the steal, lays it up and got it.
I don't know if he's trying to prove a point to Coach Massey here or what this is, as he's slowly getting people off the bench. You know, regardless of what your point is, number one, you're risking injury. Number two, if you're one of those girls sitting at the end of the bench, this is when you want to you get
to
play.
Exactly. Well, like, now he's got five of them coming up with 1:07 left. So unless he calls timeout, the clock's not even going to stop here unless there's a foul or a turnover. And Detra just double dribbled. She knew it. She may have had a funny look on her face, but not called again. Now Detra out between the circles, 55 seconds to play, and I don't even think he's going to call timeout. These girls aren't even going to get in the basketball game.
Unless the Streaks foul here, which the Streaks are still playing defense.
Well, now he calls a timeout with 46.4.
And he signals that the only reason he called the timeout is just to get the players in, so Coach Massey tells his girls they even come over to the bench, just go back out there.
Marissa Miller back in, replaces Rainey Sibley, 46.4 to play. Oh, now he's going to drop a play.
Yeah,
changes
drop
mind.
A play.
He wants somebody to get a basket. He wants to get over 80. 79-52 Knights, 46.4 to play in the ball game.
I was kind of surprised. I was looking on the Heart of Illinois AAU site to see if Brenna Baker has committed anywhere. It doesn't show her as a commit anywhere. She has played on the AAU squad. And Coach Massey now calls a timeout, and I think this is just to get back at Hersey because he said he was just putting his players in and then took all his girls over there and drew up a play. So some gamesmanship going on.
Yep.
So anyway, I was surprised to see Baker hasn't committed anywhere. Maggie Cunningham obviously has committed to Quincy. She's going to be going to play there. And so this is... You know, one of those times when the squads, interestingly enough, are good enough that you would think that Brianna Baker would be able to play somewhere. I mean, she doesn't handle the ball great, but you would think if Maggie's coming to go play D3 that they would recruit Baker too. But.
Near steal on the inbound by Hannah Smith and a tie-up, and it's going to go back to Richwood. Yeah, I mean, she's got decent post moves, not a bad shot, and lots of upside. I mean, she's pretty athletic and 6'1", got a long wingspan. But.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, we talked about the fact that a couple of the girls, Lexi Hobbs and Michaela Fallon from that team are going to play at Kirkwood. You would almost think that they would want her too.
Now a turnover by Richwood. Streaks get it back with 35.1. Well, I have to talk to Sandberg head women's coach Mike Bailey, see if anybody's got a beat on this young lady, because she would, I tell you, it's nothing but upside with that young lady. Right wing, Kirsten Boydson down to Michaela Isley on the right block, kicks out to Hannah Smith, right wing, fires a three, off the mark, rebound comes down to Marissa Miller, 22 seconds to play. Hannah Smith fires a three from the left side this time, that one short, and Richwoods will get it back and bring it the length of the court with 18.8 seconds to play. So the Streaks will end with a 27-6 record. Richwoods will pick up their 27th win.
Well,
and three losses.
Unfortunately, one home loss on the year, and it's exactly where you were hoping not to have it at.
1 second to play, and the Richwoods Knights in the Galesburg Silver Streaks season final. Richwoods 79, Galesburg 52. Streaks. Yep, just the one home loss on the season, but definitely not the one win you wanted it to happen in a little bit too soon, but a great run for the Silver Streaks again this season. Did some things that really nobody probably expected this year. Streaks fall 79-52. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll run down our post-game stats. We will get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey as well. And Neymar Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks lose 79-52. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Craddock Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
For new cabinets, call 555-1212. For new flooring, press 12. For appliances, please hang up and call
5-5-5-5-5. Remodeling can be very difficult, especially when you have to work with so many people. One for this, one for that, one for the other. Well, you can make things a whole lot easier. When remodeling your kitchen or bath, call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. You'll deal with just one person, your own personal remodeling consultant, from floor to ceiling.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Occasional rain, maybe snow showers after midnight, but no accumulation. The overnight low near 35. Breezy tomorrow and rain likely early. Before noon, a high of 46 later tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy and 32 tomorrow night. Wednesday could hit around 50 degrees. Same for Thursday with a chance of rain. Right now, 40 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks season comes to an end at the hands of the Richwood Knights. Final, Richwood 79, Galesburg 52, a night where pretty much nothing went right for the Streaks from the, well, I can't say from the start. We thought it was going to be a good game. Streaks come out. Jessica Lieber hits a three-pointer. Then the Streaks force a turnover on the inbound, but it wasn't to be. It was all Richwood's from that point on as they went on to outscore the Streaks 23-3 in the first quarter. Streaks cut it to, 31-16.
Yeah, closest they got was 31-16 after that.
In the second quarter, but then Richwood's ended the first half on an 8-0 run, and they led 39-16 at the half. Streaks were outscored 24-21 in the third quarter, and then the teams played even at 15 apiece here in the fourth quarter. Joined now by Streaks head coach Evan Massey, brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual agency in Galesburg. Coach, a night, I was just saying to Eric, I started to say a night that nothing went right for the Streaks, but from the start, but you came out, Jessica Lieber hit the three, you forced the turnover on the inbound, but after that, you know, tide kind of turned.
Yeah, it did. You know, sadly, in that first quarter, we really, you know, we weren't able to do anything offensively in that first quarter to really threaten them and what they did, and then I think once we, you know, we got a little better organized in the second quarter and we made that one run. But the problem was that we could get shots, but if we didn't make the shots, it's very, very hard to get a second shot against them with their size and what they're doing. And then on the press, we, going in of, I'm not sure her name, number 11, the guard.
Detra, yeah.
You know, everybody had talked about Cunningham, and Cunningham's a good player, but for us, the concern going in was not whether Cunningham was playing or not, but with the ability to press the other kid, that she's just so quick. And the obvious is we were not able to press her. And then as a result, what happened, because we couldn't press her, then we got stuck playing in the half court. And once you're in the half court, we don't have an answer to the big kid inside.
Yeah, and she was a ton tonight. You know, you got yourself back to, I think it was 31-16 in that second quarter. You made the run, but it seemed like every time you made a run, they had an answer. Then I think they ended the half on something like an 8-0 run.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, I think, you know, it's frustrating because everything we needed to go our way had to go our way. That it became apparent in a hurry that they just you know, physically we were a bad matchup with them, and you know, we needed to, you know, get really hot, and we didn't. We weren't well composed at the beginning of the game, so that became a problem for us. But you know, it's just like it's frustrating because you look in the first quarter when we would attack the basket, we couldn't get a call. Then in the fourth quarter, every time we attack the basket, we get a call. And there wasn't any difference there. That the call doesn't help you much in the fourth quarter,
right,
when you're down 30 in what you're doing. So that, you know, we needed everything to go, and it didn't. And so a sad night for us, tough night for us.
Well, and this is you don't want to get down by 20 against anybody, let alone a good team. It happened once earlier this year against an outstanding Springfield team. You were able to come back and win that. What were the words at halftime? You know, more words of encouragement or?
Yeah, I mean, you just in that situation, there's still plenty of time left. That, you know, the bottom line is you've got to compete and give yourself a chance to win. That, you know, don't make the outcome determined already. And I thought they did, you know, and, you know, proud of them for doing that.
Well, you have three seniors that played their hearts out tonight, especially Sadie came out and, you know, had some troubles early on against the big girl. But in the second half, like I said, she got some calls, but did some really nice things for you, especially offensively in that second half.
She did, you know, and all three seniors, you know, are special in different ways. But you look, you know, all three of them will be very hard kids. We'll have a lot of kids coming back next year, but it's very hard to replace them. That you know, that not only as basketball players, but with Paige and with Myra and with Sadie, that, you know, a lot of it is just, you know, the intangibles that they bring. You know, Sadie is able to rebound for us and able to handle the ball. You know, Myra, I think, is kind of the heart of our team, of how hard she plays. And then with Paige, you've got somebody who I think is just, you know, an inspiration to her teammates as a leader.
Well, this is a team that ended up with a 27-6 record, and yeah, I know at this point you don't want to say, "Boy, I'm happy," because the season's over, which you're not. But boy, what a great season that this team had, a great run they had.
It was, you know, it was a pleasure that way. And as I said to them, you know, the deal with basketball is it never ends when you want it to end. That have had teams that you know, you lose in the regional. Have had, you know, a team that lost the last game of the year. That it's not any easier wherever you lose. You think, well, if you make it to here, it becomes easy. It isn't. It's a tough thing, and I think it's something that what's hard is for players and for coaches is you spend the whole season working to develop control of the situation, and then at a certain point, you have no control. It's over, and so it's tough. It's tough emotionally. So there's, you know, a lot of kids crying in there, and I would, you know, you don't want them to be hurt, but you'd be disappointed if they weren't sad right now.
Coach, thank you so much. As always, win or loss coming up to see us, and fortunately, way more times with victories this year.
Yeah, it's been a fun year. It's been a great group to work with, and appreciate all you guys' effort.
Thanks. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show tonight. Streaks season comes to an end. Final score, it was Richwood's 79, Galesburg 52. We are going to take a timeout, come back, and run down our post-game stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Soren's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
For new cabinets, call 555-1212. For new flooring, press 12. For appliances, please hang up and call bum.
Remodeling can be very difficult, especially when you have to work with so many people. One for this, one for that, one for the other. Well, you can make things a whole lot easier. When remodeling your kitchen or bath, call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. You'll deal with just one person, your own personal remodeling consultant, from floor to ceiling.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Transit wants your used motor oil. After you change the oil in your vehicle, bring that used oil to the bus garage. They'll gladly take it. And just why do they want your used motor oil? Well, they're going to use it to heat the bus garage, of course. So you can save time and money by changing your own oil, and now you can recycle that used oil. Double thumbs up. Just stop by the bus garage at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. He's Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
WGIL congratulates Kay Shoup of Watauga, who was spotted wearing the WGIL button, and Kay won $50. Congratulations from WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streak season comes to an end. They fall to the Richwoods Knights, 79-52. A game was pretty much all Richwoods except for the opening three-pointer made by Jessica Lieber. A turnover right after that play, but it was all Richwoods from there on out. Time to take a look at our post-game final stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Streaks led by Sadie Hamilton. She had 17 points on the night on 7 baskets. Struggled from the free throw line, though, just 3 for 7 from the line. Well, the streaks kind of came full circle on that because it's a night from the line like it was early in the season for this team. 10 points for Jessica Lieber. She had a couple of three-pointers, the first one of the ball game, and then she had a three-pointer in the second quarter. The rest of her points in the second half came from the free throw line, 4 for 7 from the line. 9 points for Paige Klink on 3 three-pointers. She hit 2 in a row there in the third quarter. 6 points for Myra Diggins on 3 baskets. 3 points for Allison Mangieri on a 3-point play. A drive down the left side and got fouled, made the free throw. 4 points for Sharon Diggins, a basket, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 1 point for Chloe Anderson on 1 for 4 from the line. 2 points for Danny Teal on a basket. Rainey Sibley 0 for 2. From the free throw line. Streaks 11 for 23 from the line. They hit 5 three-pointers in the basketball game. Richwood's 4 players in double figures. They were led by the guard Brenna Dietra with 26 points. And, boy, she was quick. And that's what Coach Massey just said here in our postgame, that, most teams worry about Maggie Cunningham, the girl that's out with a broken finger, because she's their best ball handler. But he said we were more worried about Detra coming in because of her quickness, that she's more of a matchup problem for us, and that showed. I mean, she was just numerous times able to dribble right through the press quickly when they weren't able to force her to go left. She would get to the right and just kind of fly past us. 20 points for the big girl, Brianna Baker. 11 points for Maddie Pierce. Off the bench, Asia Williams, the sophomore, with 15 points. Strong player. She's going to be a good post player for them. Not tall. They list her at 5'8". She may be a little taller than that, but broad shoulders, very strong girl. 15 points, had some nice post moves. As we mentioned, Pierce with 11. 4 points for Gabby Cunningham. 2 points apiece for Audrey Lawson and Taylor Wells off the bench. Richwood's 13 for 21 from the free throw line. 1 three-pointer in the game, that from Detra in the third quarter.
Well, the streaks numbers are pretty much where you'd expect them to be, not good. The streaks turned the ball over 21 times to only 19 turnovers for Richwood Lady Knights. And just to recap, as I did regularly throughout the season, the Streaks want the opponent around 30, so they were 11 shy of that, and they want to be around 20, so they weren't too bad as far as that's concerned, but still not good. Streaks out-rebounded 43-32, so minus 11 there. 18-14 on the offensive board, so the Streaks out-rebounded them offensively. The shooting percentage actually went up in the second half for Richwoods. They finished at 60%, 32 of 52 inside the arc, 1 of 3 from distance. Streaks shooting percentage went up as well, except from three-point range, where they finished 5 of 28, 13 for 31 inside, so good for 31% overall. You know, we talk a little bit about the overall numbers and some of the ancillary numbers to those. Brianna Baker, who just looked wonderful inside for Richwoods, 20 and 13, so 13 rebounds to go with those 20 points. Maddie Pierce, to go with her 11 points, she added 9 rebounds, so she had herself a pretty good game, too. For the Streaks, it was Sadie's 12 rebounds to lead the team rebounding. She also led the team in blocks with 3 and steals with 3. So pretty much it was Sadie, and then couldn't really get much going outside of her. So that's unfortunate for the Streaks, but that's sometimes how the ball rolls. And, you know, once you get yourself into a hole like that, it's tough sometimes to get out of. Two pivotal moments in the game, in my opinion, after hitting that leadoff three, the Streaks watched as the Lady Knights finished or went on a 26-0 run until the Streaks were able to get a Sadie Hamilton free throw. And then once the Streaks had cut it down to 31-16, they watched Richwoods again go on a run, a much smaller one this time, but an 8-0 run going into the half. And that kind of sealed the deal, in my opinion, because what that did was you got yourself into the position where any momentum you have was quashed just by the fact of that they, you know, went from you were within 15, potentially could have cut it down lower, and then they pushed their lead back up over 20 to go into the half.
So the Streaks fall here tonight. 79-52 was the final score. And just like, you know, Coach Massey said, and once it got into being a half-court game, well, you know, we're in trouble because we've got no answer for Baker in there. I mean, there's really not much you can do with her, and she's a good player.
Yeah. Well, and she's a very dominant player as far as her post skills go. I mean, you were amazed even. She was hitting 15, 16 feet out from the basket and hitting it with ease. And, you know, just to give you an idea of how good she was tonight, she took 10 shots, and she was 8 of 10.
Wow.
If she was a better free throw shooter, she would have had much more because she was 4 of 7 from the 3-point, or, 4 of 7 from 3-point, or free throw, excuse me. And so, you know, you're talking about 8 of 10. That's efficient scoring to get up to 20 points to go, you know, also grab those 4 free throws.
Streaks fall 79-52. We will take our final timeout and wrap things up for the season. We'll also name our final Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for the season. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Breed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breed Loves Sporting Good.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those. Locate your nearest McDonald's and get two hot, steamy, and delicious Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. That's two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary.
Can't wait until spring?
Got cabin fever?
Just need a break? Then buy something for yourself on the WGIL radio auction and get it cheap.
Item 202 is a 42-inch HD LED LCD TV from Lindstrom's. 1080 resolution, Energy Star, lots more. Great picture. Retails for $9.99. Buy it for way less on the auction.
Don't miss the WGIL radio auction Saturday, March 17th on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
This is Brian Barnhart. Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois travels to Ohio State. Coverage begins tomorrow night at 5:30 on WGIL.
Streaks fall tonight here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Season comes to an end. They lose in the sectional semifinal to the Richwoods Knights 79-52. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Well, early, gosh, you thought, well, Jessica Lieber is going to have a huge night. Opened up with a long three to start the game, and Streaks forced a turnover, but kind of went downhill from there. And one young lady, you know, fighting till the end, especially in that late in the third and into the fourth quarter. They were all playing hard, but, you know, not only leading the Streaks in scoring, but, you know, going after the ball. A lot of, well, in fact, a double-double tonight, block, steal, she led the Streaks in. So, you know, this is the way we got to go tonight with the crunch time.
Yeah, Sadie had a Sadie-like game, and, you know, Sadie has a game like that. On a normal night, the Streaks probably are win this game by 30, if not more.
Yeah.
But realistically, nobody else could get things going. You know, Jessica Lieber, 10 points, which is not a good number for her. But she only took 8 shots in the game.
Right.
I mean, this may be, without checking all my stats, her lowest shot total of the season, which is just unbelievable. Sharon only got 6 points, or 4 points, and she only took 5 shots. So, wow. You know, your two leading scorers take a total of 13 shots and score only 14 points. That's not going to be a good night for you. And, you know, all the credit in the world goes to this Richwoods team.
Right.
I mean, we were talking off the air. I counted they had 7 players, I think, that played big-time minutes for them.
Right.
5 of them probably could have started for Galesburg tonight. And that's no fault to the girls we have. But, you know, you're looking at a team that on average probably goes somewhere between 5'9", 5'10",
right.
Whereas the Streaks put out lineups out there on the norm that are about 5'4", 5'5", maybe 5'6",
right.
On average. So, you know, and Baker, a real good post player inside, was she the best we've seen all year? I don't think I would call her the best, but she was pretty good. Detra, one of the better guards we've seen all year. And, I don't think she had the handles as good as some. But I think her basketball IQ was right up there with just about anybody else we saw this year. And Maddie Pierce was just one of those hard-nosed grinder types that goes in there, and she knows her role is just to get rebounds and keep plays alive, and that's exactly what she did tonight. So this was a tough loss for the Streaks. And, you know, this goes back to that old debate, Tom. Would you rather lose a close game, 1 or 2 points, or would you rather get blown out?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
when you get blown out, you always want the close game. When you get
exactly.
the close game, you
exactly.
wish it would have been that.
Yeah,
you know, because then you're looking back. If this were a close game, you know, what could we have done differently?
Exactly,
one little tweak could have won this. One
right.
little tweak could have changed this. You know, 26-0 run. You're not going to see that very often. This is probably one of the worst games we've seen the Streaks play all year. Unfortunately, it just came at a bad time.
Yep.
You know, if they would have played like they did against Dunlap, would they have won this game? I don't know. Would they have been in this game? Definitely.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, Sadie Hamilton, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. One other order of business. I want to wish a happy birthday to Coach Massey's son, Alan Massey. 15 years old today, and Coach Massey was talking about it on his blog, the fact that a lot of years now, probably most of Alan's life, the Streaks have been playing a sectional basketball game, or regional or a sectional, on Alan's birthday. So happy birthday, Alan. Unfortunately, not able to bring home a victory for you, but very happy birthday.
Well, the Streaks put up 110 on the night he was born.
Yep.
And beating LaSalle Peru. So, unfortunately, weren't able to get that same scoring output as we almost would have needed it with how well the Richwood Lady Knights played tonight.
Well, we want to thank all our sponsors from throughout the season. Without them, we would not be able to bring you Silver Streak basketball. So we thank all of them, including Galesburg Nissan. Once a customer, always a friend. They're the fine people to provide our transportation to all the road games. If not for them, we'd never get there.
That's true.
So we and thank
great cars that we got year long. I mean, I don't think we didn't have any issues with the cars.
And, no.
You know, as far as the vehicles go, always had a nice, very smooth ride regardless of what we got, and all the cars in tip-top shape and condition, and that goes great credit to Nissan.
You bet. So thanks to Jeff Klink and all the guys at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg on North Broad Street. Also to Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's, and our sponsor, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. Galesburg Electric on South Henderson in Galesburg. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home and not miserable when you get the bill. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. And Bates Collision Center, we take the decision out of collision. Thanks again to all our sponsors, and we do appreciate it. As we said, without our sponsors, and we hope you as fans will support all these sponsors, because without them, again, we are not able to bring you our broadcast of Silver Streak basketball. Coming up, we've got Illinois Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow night. They will be on the road at the Ohio State University, as they like to call themselves. That will be actually a little bit early broadcast. It gets underway pregame at 5:30 tomorrow evening with Brian Barnhart and Jerry Hester, Lauren Tate along for the ride as well. Let's see. Then Friday night, the Galesburg High boys in action. It'll be senior night here at John Thiel Gym. The Streaks in the final regular season game. They will play host to the Alleman Pioneers. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have that action for you. 7:10 pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip off. Probably will be a little bit later due to the senior night festivities coming up on Friday night. The Illini back in action Sunday, hosting Iowa. And then the following Thursday, hosting Michigan. And they'll end up at Wisconsin. Oh, boy. Anyway, well, at least we won't have to be talking to Coach Massey at that point after they play Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Kind of wish we were on that weekend. I guess it would be the day before. That would be the day after the state championship. But anyway. Well, partner, it's been a fun season. You know, probably not only for a lot of fans, but for us, kind of unexpected this year what this team did. They were just so much fun to watch, especially what they did defensively and how hard they played.
Well, and I hope, regardless of the loss tonight, and even if though the score was rather ugly, that the fans keep into perspective. This was a team coming into the year that you didn't think was going to necessarily be in competition for the top of the Western Big Six, which they were up until actually the final night of the season, of the conference season. You didn't necessarily know if they'd be able to get out of a real tough regional. And then not only did they do that, but they also came home with a Charleston Holiday Tournament Championship. Yep. So, you know, a lot of things to be proud of for the Galesburg Silver Streaks team, and a lot of happy moments throughout the year, you know, whether it be winning that Charleston tournament, you know, having a near-perfect record here at Thiel. Just a lot of
win over the second-ranked team in the state in Springfield.
Exactly. Just a lot of great things and a lot of big wins over state-ranked teams. And, you know, whenever you can end the season and be in the mix at this point of the season, you know you've had a great year. And I think it goes to attest how great the system's worked for Coach Massey in the last few years that he's run it, in that we talked about the fact that team in, team out, the Streaks probably are the less talented or undersized, maybe is better in some situations, team, but they're able to come out and get some big wins because of the way they play. And I'll tell you what, that team last year could shoot the basketball. This team hustled like no other, and they were fun to watch when they were hustling and sharing the basketball.
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said, when they got in that groove and that full court pressure, started forcing turnovers and getting shots off of that, they were fun to watch and played so hard, and well, looking forward to it coming around again next year. Unfortunately, ended too early, and just like Coach Massey said in the post game, said you're never satisfied when it ends. In fact, you know, there's two teams that end the season with a win.
Yes,
champion and whoever gets third place. There's only two teams out of all of them in the state that that end up the season with a win. So, like he said, you know, we've had games where you lost in a regional, or if you lose in the state championship. He said, you know, the feeling is no different when the season ends.
Yeah, and, you know, it's an unfortunate thing for the seniors. They walk out of here feeling like they left something to be desired. But, you know, again, they can't feel sorry about the way they played. You know, Myer Diggins, the improvement she made throughout the years, becoming a very reliable post threat. Paige and her ability to shoot the three-pointer, the way she improved throughout the year. You know, you just come in and you see player after player that came out and just had great seasons. Sadie, you know, she really came alive in showing that she had an ability to play inside with even much bigger players and able to come out and just dominate in some situations. So,
you know, Sharon as an offensive and defensive threat,
right,
with her athleticism. Rainey Sibley, Danny Teal defensively. Casey Williams, that we saw the freshman girl that started the season.
Oh.
Just, you know, just kind of a half step behind, because it's a big step to go from eighth grade to freshman, oh, ball, let alone varsity. And she,
yeah,
stepped right in the mix and got right in there and had some struggles early on. But, boy, late in the season, some great defensive plays she made.
Right, exactly. And then we talked with her after that regional championship game, and she admitted she knew that she wasn't exactly where she needed to be, and that as the season went along, you know, whether it be getting the benefit of some calls or just the fact that she was putting herself in better positions, and I think that's ultimately what did her the most benefit, was she got herself in better situations.
So a great season comes to an end for the Streaks. And, you know, I'll be perfectly honest. I thought, well, this will be an okay team. They're going to win 16 or 17 games.
Yeah, I didn't think this was a 20-win season.
No, I didn't either. And, you know, what the difference between this year and last year, there was some of those games last year that you thought, yeah, that should have been a win. And you didn't really have that this year. You didn't lose games like that that you thought really – I mean, yeah, we had some close ones. Initially, all conference road losses against very good conference,
yeah,
opponents. So that's, you know, nothing bad. I don't consider those bad losses. You beat those teams at home. But, you know, all the teams you should beat, you did, and probably some teams you shouldn't have beat, you did.
Well, right. And I would say if somebody was looking back and said, well, okay, what was the worst loss of the year? Probably the Allman game on the road.
Yeah.
Because that was probably the least talented team. But I'll tell you what, there's not very many teams that go to Allman and win.
Exactly.
Jay Hatch is a very good squad. We saw them at full strength. And they came out and they played their game plan exactly how they wanted to. So you're right. You don't feel like you left a whole lot back behind you as far as wins that you could have had. And, you know, in every game that the Streaks were close in, they were able to generally pull out wins. And unfortunately, you know, on the road is always tough in the Western Big Six, and we saw that throughout the course of the season.
So it comes to an end here tonight. Great season. Streaks end up with a 27-6 record. Richwoods picks up their 27th win. They're now 27-3, and they will take on the Morton Potters. That should be a great game on Thursday night here at John Thiel Gym. You want to watch some good basketball? I mean, come out and watch those two teams play. Morton, I tell you what, that is a team that has a chance to battle for a state title. I'm not saying they're going to beat Richwoods Thursday, but if they get there, they've got a chance. I mean, they've got a chance to beat Hillcrest. Hillcrest is going to be a great team if they get that far. But this is the kind of team that they, even though they don't have great size, just their overall size, athleticism, and basketball IQ, and they're well coached on top of it.
Oh, the great Coach Becker, a tremendous coach at Morton. And, you know, I know he was looking at his chops getting to watch that much of the Richwood starters, yeah, and he, you know, all he could probably think is go ahead, keep them in all game,
yeah,
long. I want to see what I can find, you know, and I guarantee he's going to come out and he's going to, you know, talk to other coaches. He's going to know, you know, make Detroit go left, make, you know, front Baker so,
right,
that she can't get that ball in the easy catch. And, you know, it's a team, a Morton team, that matches up really well with this,
yeah,
team size-wise, Richwood's team. And also, they've already beat them once this year. They beat them by,
yeah,
10. I don't know if they played twice or just the once. But
I think just the one time.
And they beat them by 10. And so, you know, they've got that confidence going into it as well.
So the Streaks fall here tonight, 79-52 was the final score. Also, thanks to all our studio engineers that kept us on the air all year long tonight. Mr. Nick Simpson helping us out, keeping us going here tonight. I want to thank Nick, also our sports director, program director Jim Lee, Brian Prescott, our operations manager, of course, our general manager Roger Lundeen for all his help, Rick Heath, our engineer, and keeping all the equipment running for us, and lots of people to thank.
Lots of people go into making a broadcast.
I didn't make my list here. I didn't have a speech prepared.
Well, we were hoping to at least have one more of these.
Yeah. We've got the easy part. Just come here and do the game.
Right.
This is the easy part, but this is the most fun part too. And it was a blast watching this team play this season. Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get at least one more. Gosh, we were actually looking forward to going back to Pontiac of all places.
Oh, I would have taken the half day of work and headed out there. That's for sure.
All right. Well, that's going to bring the Galesburg girls basketball season to an end here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Thank you very much for listening. Please visit all our sponsors and thank them for helping us bring the broadcast to you. Streaks fall 79-52 for Eric Gibson. I'm Tom Meredith. And also, by the way, Brad Benowitz, thank you so much tonight for your help. I wasn't sure I was going to get here on time. And, Brad, thank you for rearranging your schedule to get out here and help get us on the air, get the pregame going and everything. I appreciate that. I didn't fracture any laws on my way back.
That's surprising because you got here at warp speed.
Well, yeah, that's what it was, warp speed. That's not against the law, is it?
Not if you don't get caught.
From Decatur. See, that's what it was. Fortunately, I was behind a couple other people that were in more of a hurry than me, so that helped out. thanks again, Brad. We appreciate your help. For Air Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation. Broadcast.